he had broached the topic of the two chiyuvim of ones and possibly mefata, which is the monetary payment and the losia leisha, and suggested that it was possible that the relation between those two underlies the machlokas we're dealing with our Gemara, Shimon Bar Menashe, Shimon Bar Money, versus the Chachamim. Maybe they're arguing about exactly that relationship, in which case Shimon Bar Menashe would say it's Miksha Achas, there's one joint Chiyuv, and perhaps we would say that it's two different Chiyuvim, and that's why you can have one, even in the absence of the other. This is a famous machlokes, which was it definitely has its roots much earlier than the Radvaz, but was made famous by this the Shut Radvaz, which is the first makor copied here. And the machlokes in the Shut Radvaz, and then much later Yochanan Fishel Perlau, revolves around what's missing from the Rambam's list of mitzvos. What are the two mitzvos, I say at least, that the Rambam mentions in, I think in Arab Basula, there's only two. There's later on the Motzei Shemra, but in Onus of the Bab, there's two mitzvahs asay. What are the two mitzvahs asay, according to the Rambam?
You have to stay with her all the time.
Who has to?
The onus has
to marry. The onus has to marry the anusa, and that's an avera. I want the
essays. And the mefata has to pay a knas.
And we have to be kones the mefata to pay a knas, right? So that's in the. You have the same thing to say for a mitzvos, but I'll just read now from Hilchos Arba Sula. In the beginning, it says liknos mefata, the money of the mefata, sheyisa haones anusaso, and the ones has to marry. And then he says likewise in halacha, misha pita b'sula kontsenoso mishkal misha shom shol kesem zugu v'nikra knas, etc. The knas of mitzvah shel Torah, and a little later in the third halacha he says, by the abal hanusa kofenos of a konis nos the knas, we force him to marry her and pay the knas, as it says, we'll see elisha harezo mitzvahs asay. So the two mitzvahs asay are right liknos hamifate. And sheyisa haones mechuli. Yisuna the ones, knas of mafate. Okay, there are obviously two things missing here. What are the two things missing?
The knas of the ones
and the marriage of the mafate. Mm-hmm. Now the marriage of the mafate is not so plush that it's missing, because the Rambam never explicitly says it is a mitzvah for the mafate to marry the mafuta. Right? Remember, the mafate is a choice. Right? The ones. Shoseva Tzitzo, as the Mishnah says later in our parak. He's stuck with her. She has a choice in the matter, of course, right? She should lose. But he has no choice. The Mefate, the Torah says, Taka, Bahor Yorin, Lo Leisha. But he has every option. If he wants to marry her, marries her. If he doesn't want to marry her, he doesn't marry her. I also, if I see a girl and she agrees, if I want to marry her, I'll marry her. If not, I won't marry her. There's no special obligation there necessarily. So it could very well be.
No, but. Well,
it could very well be that there is no mitzvah for the mefate to marry the mefuta. It's just one of the, you know, one of the background details that goes into the knas. Why is this important? Well, in order to know whether he has to pay the knas, we have to know whether he married her. But it's not obvious that there's a mitzvah on the mefate to marry the mefuta. It's not obvious.
That would be like, technically, the anusa can choose, the person who, she can choose. So that would mean that the Rambam is cutting mitzvot specifically on him, and that as it relates to him, because he can choose, she can say no, and then that won't have to matter, and that mitzvah is gone.
Okay.
But that would mean that the Rambam is cutting mitzvot that are like.
Okay, I agree. Maybe I'll come back to that if I understand you correctly. So that's not obvious. I mean, I could live without the mitzvah of the mfata and marry the mafutah. Maybe there is no such mitzvah. What we can't live without is the knas of the onus. Obviously, the onus pays knas. I mean, it's in the Chumash, it's in the Rambam, it's a Dover Pasha, the onus pays knas. So, why didn't the Rambam write it's a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah to be kones the mafateh, obviously it's a mitzvah to be kones the onus also. So, why didn't the Rambam write that it's a mitzvah to be for knas on the onus? I think there's only two possible answers.
And I just want to point out that one other thing, even when you point to the knas of the mafateh, He brings the pasuk of the anusa.
Right, which I will come back to, which is an argument I had with Yaakov yesterday, but now it's 2-1, not only in individuals, but in Raios, more importantly. Okay, good point. So what are you trying to say, though? You did say something, you just didn't say it yet. How do you answer my question? Where's the mitzvah of the Kenas of the Anusa? So what will you answer me?
Once he marries her, there is one.
No, that's the Mepata. The onus, even if he marries her, pays a knas. So, what does Aaron say? He says, it's part of the mitzvah of the knas and the Mepata. Like, even the Mepata pays a knas. Obviously, the onus pays a knas, right? An onus, just a Mepata worse, right? Mepata slept with her, and the onus slept with her, and even with Ma'anis her. So, one explanation is, this is where the Achronim are coming from, right? The Achronim aren't just making up Lumdus. I think they're coming from an authentic problem in the Rambam.
I think there's only two possibilities. A is Liknos HaMefate V'Ha'ones.
There's a mitzvah of Knas. The other, and there's a mitzvah of Nisuin. And that's what the Rambam meant. What are the rayas to this? Well, okay, what's the other possibility, of course? The other possibility is that, well, no, because it would be hard to say the knas, the onus is not a mitzvah, and the knas of mafata is a mitzvah. That would be a little funny. I think the other possibility is, no, it's b'chol, the mitzvah of Nisuin. Sheyisa ha'ones es anusaso, v'yishalim knas. Meaning the mafata is not obligated to marry her. All he does is pay a knas, which is, I don't know, what it was like 3,000 years ago, certainly from my perspective, from the modern perspective, okay, that's the smaller punishment. All he does is pay a knas, right? The onus not only has to pay a knas, he even has to marry her, which is the bigger punishment. He's stuck the rest of his life, right? Motzi ani marmi mamis is aisha sometimes. So, sheyisa ha'ones, the second possibility is v'yishalim knas. So there are two possibilities here. What's the difference between these two possibilities? Now, we have names for these two possibilities. We have names for these two possibilities. Who are these two possibilities? The first one is the Shut Radvaz. What does the Shut Radvaz say? He's talking about Sha'alta Mimeni Odi Achadati Misha'onas Nara. Right? What does he want to know? He wants to know what the relationship is between Knas and Nisuin. Why does he want to know that? And then he was mode. Right? In Patra Gamkim Eliso, Sakim Chapatim Naknas, Noma Kokonos Eliso, Sah. Is a mode, he's Patra Menaknas. Mode of Knas Patra. How about mode? Is he Patra from Losia the Isha or not? So what is the answer? He says, well, I'm going to have to examine whether Nisuin and Knas go together or separately. Shuba Dabaja Lower Isim Forsh Echimanam Farshim, Umistabra, Li, Shakofanos, Soviso, Savishabatsitso. Even though Moda is Patsum Knas, he's Chayim Nisuin. Why? Teda. Dishtay mitzvah zeinen hu. Aleph litin knas, aleph lisa osa. V'chim anan haramam shtay mitzvos. Mashva de lo habaha tell you su. Right? What does he say? The Rambam counts two mitzvos. So he's not talking about a fata, he's talking about an onus. That's the case. The Rambam counts two mitzvos by an onus. One, the onus should pay a knas. Two, the onus should do marriage. Where did the Rambam count two mitzvos by an onus? Obviously, he's reading the Rambam. This way, right? He's before it. The Rambam has two mitzvahs by onus. Knas? Oh, he said mefate. No, he meant knas of even mefate and also onus. And the other mitzvah is nisuin, two separate things. If you go le'umatzeh, Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlel.
When
did the Radvaz, the very
beginning? Oh,
Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlel? 100 years ago. Yeah, not long ago. Is he related? I'm not a Bucky in lineage. Part of the key of being a proper Litvak is to not be too much of a Bucky in the lineage of the great rabbis. You can know a little, but if your mamas can trace everyone back and forth upside down, then you're already a chassid.
Right.
So anyway, so I'm not sure. It could be related. The Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlel. So he says here. He he's He quotes, starts with the Tshuva, the Radvaz. Right? Basically, he point by point refutes the Radvaz. He quotes the Radvaz, Udvar ve'elu tumu ma'od. D'lo re'inu v'lo matzinu klalu shum echad mo'ne mitzvashim nebo onis yosir mi'ase achas bovad. Says, what's Radvaz talking about? No one ever counted two assays in an onis. V'chein of a sefer mitzvah l'ram avzal, it's only one. V'chibur ha'gadol, it's only one. This is Rabbi Rechem Fishel Brolau. Right?
We'll just call him, we'll abbreviate him like this.
So this is goof for the machlokes. How to parse the Rambam. For the Radvaz, there are two drachim in the Rambam. The Radvaz says, everyone agrees there's two mitzvah say. The Radvaz says, mitzvah aleph is knas. Mitzvah beis is nisuin. Ones mefata, ones mefata are details. There's a knas for someone who sleeps with a nara basula. Okay, the ones has one set of details. Mefata has another set of details, knas. And there's a mitzvah nisuin. Obviously, there also is a distinction. Ones has an absolute chiyuv. Mefata, we're not sure exactly if there's any chiyuv at all. Certainly no binding chiyuv. But knas is a mitzvah, nisuin is a mitzvah. It's fascinating. Not just knas and nisuin are two mitzvahs. Knas and nisuin are more separate than ones and mefata. That's what really, it strikes you here. This is more striking that the Rambam had three mitzvahs. Knas ones, nisuin ones, knas mefata. Then you might say, okay, he just likes to count every detail separately. No, the Rambam likes to combine. He combines ones and mefata. Ones and mefata, same thing. But knas and nisuin, two different mitzvahs. Clearly shows you that he thought knas and nisuin were two different sexual beings. This is the Radvaz. Yeah, Radvaz. Okay. Not the Ridvaz. Right. The Ridvaz is the one from Sluts, Chicago, Eretz Yisrael, on the bottom of the Yerushalmi from 100 years ago. The Radvaz was from, I'm pretty sure, Egypt, if I'm not mistaken, 400 years ago. yes, and the Radvaz was never locked in a meat freezer, right? So that's my knowledge. That's just the end of it to get. Okay, says Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Brolau, though. He also says there's two mitzvos. Mitzvah one is mefate, and mitzvah bet is onis. Knas nisuin, same thing. And onis has its mitzvah, which is to all the things of onis. And mefata is one mitzvah, which is all the dinam of mefata. But knas and nisuin, they're just two sides of the same coin. They're two parts of one remedy. Ones and mefata are two different periods. This is really the fundamental hakira, which is where to put the mystery third factor in the Rambam. And this is mefurish, machlokas in the Radvaz and Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Brolau.
In the sefer mitzvos, when you count, he just says, or
oh, he didn't say the one about Shardin over there? Maybe I'm mixing up with something else.
But
so,
he should touch that onus, he still doesn't count Knas.
Okay, so let's, you want to make a diuk from the Lashon. In the Sefer Mitzvos, who should do a Lasseh so onus is anu sasso, says nothing about a Knas. Who should do a din ha mefate, so din ha mefate and she yisa ha onus is, anusaso.
So I'm just saying, if the way you want to explain it is that the Peshad and the two mitzvos are really not ones versus mefata, knas versus nisuin, it's a little bit difficult.
Then the lashon is sefer mitzvos.
And the minyan mitzvos makes more sense, but the minyan mitzvos and the sefer mitzvos is a little difficult.
Aha, okay, now we're tied to two. So the answer is, this is very naughty. I'm not, you know, you're sitting there in the seats here, expecting me to prove who's right. And it's going to be very difficult because the Rambam here is a little unclear. Let's see if we can figure out who's right. Right? Who's right? So let's start with the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. Right? Liknos ha-mefata she-yisa ha-ones anusaso. That's gufa, our ambiguity. Right? We don't know where knas of ones goes. So one raya is from the beginning. Misha pita basula konsenoso mishkach mishim shalom shal kesem zug winikur knas. Whoever's mefata basula gets a knas. V'cheinim anasosa. Likewise, ma'anis. Uknas ze mitzvah se shal Torah. So first of all, he puts onis in the knas before saying it's a mitzvah sase. Now, it's a diuk. You know, after all, it is a practically important thing to know that there's the same sheer knas for the onus of mefata. But it's interesting, when he introduced the mitzvah of knas of mefata, he throws an onus and then says the mitzvah say. And as Joel pointed out, the Shenemar, Mitzvah Shel Torah Shenemar. This is the Mitzvah of Liknos HaMafata. What's the Pasuk? Anyone know what the Pasuk of Liknos HaMafata is? What should the Rambam have written? Shenemar, Kesef Yishkol Kamor HaBesulos. Right? It's been a while since Mishpatim. What does the Rambam say? And this has been a while. Shenemar, V'nosan Eishon Shechayim Ala V'yanara Chamishim Kosef. The Mitzvah Saseh of Liknos HaMafata, the Pasuk he brings is the Knas of Onis. That seems to be a good raya. A good raya for the Rambam's, right? That the Rambam brings the pasuk of ones for the mitzvah of knas mafate, for mitzvah liknos hamafate. Okay, the mitzvah liknos hamafate, the pasuk of ones, that seems like a pretty good raya. What? No, but that's because he's learning Gzera Shavar from one to the other.
How is it a raya?
Because the Rambam says mitzvah liknos hamafate. We don't know if that includes the knas of ones or not. But the Rambam says, what's the pasuk of this mitzvah? The pasuk by ones. So that seems to imply that knas of mafate and knas of ones are the same mitzvah. That seems like a pretty strong...
It's the same mitzvah.
That's the Rambam. That all knas the same mitzvah. Okay, that seems like a pretty strong raya. second raya is from the Mishnah Torah. Or raya's in general. The second raya is a little weaker. Is that he says the chain? What does the Rambam say? The chainim anasosa before uknas de mitzvah shel Torah. Ze mitzvas asay shel Torah. Okay, that's not a strong raya, because it is a useful piece of information to tell us. But still, he could have said the knas of mafat is a mitzvah asay, and an onus also pays a knas. Instead, he says the mafat pays a knas, the onus also pays a knas, and it's a mitzvah asay, implying that the knas of onus is part of the same mitzvah asay as knas of mafat. On the other hand, in halacha gimel, he says, Kofen osol v'kones v'nos in knas. We force the ones to marry her and pay a knas. Shenemar v'losiyel isha hareza mitzvah say. When he discusses the mitzvah say of the ones marrying, he also throws in that he also pays a knas. Now that's not such a strong raya, because it's important for us to know, because the mafata does either or and the ones does both. But it still is perhaps somewhat striking that this is in Aleph Gimel. He says the nosing knas before harizu mitzvasei, which might imply that the knas is part of the mitzvasei of shisa haonis. And as Yaakov pointed out, the sefer hamitzvos sounds more like review your official parallel, because in the Sefer HaMitzvos he says Shetzivanu b'din ha-mefate. He doesn't say anything about knas. He just says din ha-mefate. You know, if one mitzvah was knas and one was nisuin, he should at least say the word nisuin by one and knas by the other. If he only says the word mefate and doesn't say knas, that would seem to imply that one did his mefate and one did his ones. So here's another raya in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah of Mefate, he doesn't mention the word or the concept Knas. So that seems to imply that Mefate is one world, Onus is another world, not that Knas. So in the end, it's very hard to tell. It's hard for me to be machria which way the Rambam really holds here. I can't prove it. So on the one hand, say for a mitzvah, I can't prove it. It seems to me that, still seems to be the strongest diuk is this one. That the fact that the Rambam says a mitzvah liknos hamafate, in the Mishnah Torah and then quotes the pasuk of the knas by ones seems like a very strong writing for the Radvaz, even if I have to say that the Rambam changed his mind between the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishnah Torah, but I can't prove it. Obviously, the Radvaz has tainus, or Rav Moshe Perlow has tainus. Me and Joel are on the side of the Radvaz. Okay, I'm on the side of the Radvaz, because I really like that rye from Aleph Aleph, and even if the Sefer HaMitzvos agrees, doesn't agree, you know, the Mishnah Torah wins.
The Sefer HaMitzvos is around. The Sefer HaMitzvos is still not completely on the other side.
No,
it's... Because the Rambam held the Chalchila that you should marry
him. Is that true? How do you know?
Because the Rambam seems to indicate, I admit that that's also...
I'm not convinced.
But he seems to indicate that you only have to... If you don't marry him, you have a parachute.
Maybe that's a Tanai. A Tanai in the Knas. Okay. Anyway... Lemaisa, it's hard to prove one way or the other. There are good, strong rights at either side, but one thing that we do know is the not just the Lumdish Chakiras of Machlosh and Advaz and Riochom Shabrelau, this exact question where they started with is how to divide the mitzvahs of the Rambam is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau and, and the Radvaz again. If the Rambam counted three or four mitzvahs, then that would not be so interesting. If you separate everything, then you can't prove any Lumdish. He just likes to count every detail. It's only when you combine some things and not other things that it's significant and proves your conceptual orientation. The only thing is, we can't be sure who to believe, which the Ephraim to believe as to what the Rambam combined and what the Rambam separated. Let us just review, though, what we've seen. Let us just review what we've seen. We have this Chakira about Knas V'Nisuin. Is it one joint chalos or two separate dinim? Right? And those obvious nafkaminas, not really nafkaminas, really just saying over the chakira is minyan hamitzvos. Right? Here we have the Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau. And here we have, I apologize, the Radvaz. Yes.
Doesn't he say that even if it is counted as one mitzvah, at the end he argues that it's two mitzvahs, but he says even if it is one mitzvah, still it would be two separate.
Okay, so the he says. Okay, so then he suggests that it could be that maybe, and this is has a raya, I would like to say that minyan mitzvos koveya. What he wants to say is that, let's just review, what does the Advaz say? It counts as two mitzvos. One second. Yeah, he says the truth is even if it's one mitzvah, it doesn't prove the Radvaz is wrong. It doesn't prove the Radvaz is wrong, as we'll see in a moment in the Sefer Chinuch, which maybe we'll get to in a second, because the Sefer Chinuch seems to count it as one mitzvah. At the end of Tavkun and Zayin, he said, "Does this mitzvah apply nowadays?" Well, he says there's the Nisuin part and the Knas part, but he clearly counts them as one mitzvah. So the Sefer Achino counts them as one mitzvah, and we'll come back to him in a moment. So I'm putting in parentheses, we have to come back to him, but he clearly counts them as one mitzvah. Let's just review what was the nafkamina of the Radvaz and Riochim Fishel Perlau. What did the Radvaz start talking about Riochim Fishel Perlau? His main concern is always how to count the mitzvahs. That's the point of his book. The Radvaz's concern was it was actually halachic tshuva, but Riochim Fishel Perlau also took him on the halachic plane. The other nafkamina was basically. The nafkamina is, how about if there's no knas, is there still mitzvahs nisuin? Right? What's one example? One example is Monde Beknas. That is what the Radvaz started with. He says, Chayav Benisuin, right? Because Knas is a Knas Mode of Knas Potter, but Nisuin is a different mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah legamre. And Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlow disagrees, and he thinks that you are, sorry, this is the Radvaz. Potter from the Chiyuv Nisuin. Right? He thinks, no, it's all one joint knas, modeh beknas potter. Whoever heard of giving you an onesh? I understand mamon. Mamon is if you owe someone money because you borrowed, etc. Whoever heard, nothing to do with married people, whoever heard that we don't give you malchus if you admit, we don't give you misa if you admit, we don't give you knas if you admit, and we don't make you marry people if you admit. It's all one big onesh. As opposed to the Radvaz, who says Chai ben Isuin, because they're two different.
Who's the one being motive?
Yes, the Ma'anis is motive. The clearly we have
why
some.
Get out of,
what?
Why wouldn't he be motive?
in Hanami. In Hachinami. Likewise, the Mashmaos, by the way.
He gets out of the Knas and he gets out of the
Nisuin.
What? He gets out of the
Knas. He gets out of the Nisuin, right. Molde gets away with murder.
So rapist.
Should just be Molde.
Yeah, but he also
I mean, he still speaks Moshe of Gam and Tsar.
Okay.
But correct. They should just be Molde. Now, what? Yeah, obviously. Okay, that's Modeh Beknas. Likewise, there's a discussion which is very, very similar. What about Bizman Hazeh? What's the problem with Bizman Hazeh?
We don't have
Knas because we don't have Bezdin of Smuchim. What about Bizman Hazeh? So that's the Sefer Chinuch talks about. Right, the Noheges Mitzvah Zol Leinin Hechrich Pirona Knas Bezcharim Bezman Abayish Is Koch Bedin Lodin Dimek Knasos Leinin Shisa Eno Haon Ez Abzman Izay Mitzvah Lav Shisuin Mitzvah He Vilo Knas says the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch says Chayav Benisuin. Why? And here's his famous phrase: Nisuin Mitzvah Vilo Knas. A knas doesn't apply there, as a mitzvah does. Likewise, the Rush and the Ramah, who seem to say that even nowadays, right? The Rush is talking about nowadays, right? Rush is talking about halacha lemaisa, fasting discussion, right? What's a fasting discussion? Rush, someone it's rumored they slept with a single girl. So, what do we say? If it's rumored someone slept with a shifcha, they're never allowed to marry that shifcha, even if she's freed. Why? Because it shows the rumor is true and it's a chaloshet. What if it's rumored someone slept with a single girl? So it's a machlokas he brings out. On the one hand, you should say you're never allowed to marry her. Because that'll just show that it was true and it'll be a chaloshet that you didn't have Eira. On the other hand, says the Rush, no, maybe it's afka mitzvah to marry her. Because shivkas don't have the din of Osia Leisha, of Mori Mirna Leisha. But by a baschorin, there's a din that you have to marry her. So then he has a machlokas. That's not the interesting part of the Rush. The interesting part of the Rush is, what if he for sure slept with a single girl? Then the Rush says, well, there's no downside to marrying her because everyone knows it's true anyway. So you're not making it any worse by admitting that you did. It's a known fact. And the Rush says that taka, it's a mitzvah to marry her. Says the Rush, nowadays, not that this would ever happen, but nowadays, if a guy slept with a single girl, it's a mitzvah to marry her, like we find by Onus Umefate. And adds the Ramah, Taskin the Ramah, says the Ramah, he brings down first the Machlokas, what if it's Nitan, it's rumored. Okay, fine. And the Paskins that if it's rumored, he shouldn't marry her, so as not to like publicize that the rumors were true, and unless they were afraid they'll go off the derech, if we interfere with their lives, then we should. Then he says, that's all in a rumor, Avol Vaday. Well, if it's Vaday that the guy did it, mitzvah lakomsa. Of unkofen okach, it's a mitzvah to marry her, but we don't force him. Obviously, we don't force him. We're not talking about an ones. We're talking about a mafate, right? No one ever says he's ma'anis. It's a mitzvah. So says the Ramah, even bizman hazeh. I would think even with hodah, although he doesn't say explicitly, even bizman hazeh, it's a mitzvah to marry her. Now, there is more than one way to read the Rush. I admit, You could read the Rush in more than one way. The Rush, did I bring the Rush with me? I think I might have. Says the Rush. The Rush actually has, has many chidushim. I don't even know if I have fingers to count them. Says the Rush. It's right there. The mitzvah lichnos k'da ashkram ba'onus ha'mavata v'losiyya le'isha. It's a mitzvah. I guess if you wanted to be nidchak, you'd say, the Rush doesn't mean it's really a mitzvah. The Rush just means, like, it's a nice thing to do according to the values of the Torah. No, and he means it's some big, like, musr, moral, ethical lesson. But, that's...
It's not a case of onus ha'mavata, so what do you mean?
What do you mean? Why is it not a case of onus ha'mavata? What do you mean? Hold on. A guy slept with a girl. Either she agreed or she didn't. So it's either onus ha'mavata. Unless you know a certain rabbi.
There's no difference between mevata and consensual.
Aha! Okay. So that depends if you know that the Rambam says there is.
Rambam says there's something like that.
The Rambam says the difference, but the Pashup shot.
Sorry.
So I'll say shtei tshuvas b'davar. Number one, he says, who says the case of onus or mefata? Maybe she just stam agreed.
Right.
Onus, she was forced. Mefata, she was seduced. Maybe she was just willing.
No. Well,
so the Rambam makes that distinction. Other Rishonim don't make that distinction. Other Rishonim say mefata means beratzon and onus means not beratzon.
I thought the Rambam did also.
No, the Rambam says mefata is only if you have to seduce her to do something that she doesn't want to do. But if she actually wants to do znos, then you're pater. Now, the exactly why you're pater is more than one way to understand, but he clearly says it. Now, let's get back to this. And second of all, first of all, I would say that most Rishonim, including, I think, the Rush, are not mechalik between mefata and ratzon. See, mefata means ratzon. Everything that's forced is ones. Everything that's not forced is mefata. I think it's only the Rambam's chiddush that no. Ratzon is pater, mefata means she didn't want to, but you convinced her, and ones means she didn't want to, but you forced her, which we'll get to, Mirtz Hashem. But the second question is that, you know, if you look in the Metzias nowadays, certainly in the days of the Ramah, etc., you know, in the average cases that came before Bezdins and Poskim, most cases are mefata anyway. Certainly in traditional old-fashioned society, I'm not saying there weren't zonas out there. But a lot of these cases were, for various reasons of human psychology, were mefata and not necessarily equal ratzon. Hold that thought.
That was, yeah.
Okay, good, hold that thought. I was hoping that someone would notice that. I was hoping that someone, you know, would, you know, have a problem, would choke and, because they didn't understand what's he talking about here? He doesn't say the basic rules. Hold that thought. But first of all, says the Gra, if you wanted to be, so here we are, Sefer Chinuch, and the Rosh in Yevamos, which leads to the Ramah. Leads to the Ramah means, many of us are Ashkenazim here. Looking around, we have a lot of Ashkenazim here. What that means is that, halacha l'maisa, right? Not just some theoretical whatever. Halacha l'maisa, even nowadays, if a guy sleeps with a girl, then it's a mitzvah for him to marry her. Now, if you want to be nidchak, maybe you could say, he doesn't mean mamash a mitzvah. He's just like giving musar as to what's a nice ethical thing to do in the spirit of kedushin to you and v'yasisa yashva tov. But I'm not convinced. The Rush does use the lashon of. Chayav de Torah lekomsa. Now, he could mean in the case of the Torah, but it sounds like he's referring to his case. And more explicitly, the Gra. The Gra on the Ramah says, right? Canal ukemosha kasam ahor yimaren alo leisha. Kemosha kasam losi leisha. The Gra is giving a makar. The Gra is saying, if I understand it correctly, you can never be 100% sure of the Gra, that this is a real din. This isn't just a nice idea. So if you want to, you could say, no, forget what the Gra says, or it's not really coming from a pasuk. It's just like inspired by certain values and ethics.
Revise your ethics for being this case.
The values and ethics that even though the Torah did only applies in limited circumstances, obviously it's like a nice thing to do, to take care of her. Okay. Hold that thought. Good. I wanted someone to not be able to keep that in. That's why I failed to address it. Because even though you said it, I failed to address it just to show how big of a problem it is. This is not the kind of problem that you ask and then move on with your life. This is the kind of problem that you ask again every 5 minutes because you can't move on with your life. Absolutely. So hold that thought for 1 second. I'm going to wait until you ask one more time. So, Pshat in the Rosh and the Rambah, unless you say they didn't mean it. But it sounds like they mean it. The Gra said, why is he bringing Pesukim if he doesn't think it's a real mitzvah? It sounds like they really mean it, that it's Chayav B'Nisuin. Who says that you are Pater B'Zman Azeh? I mean, I would guess Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah might. I don't know that he addresses it explicitly. But, L'chora, you might say that you'd be Pater B'Zman Azeh if it's all one class based on Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah. Agav, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention something earlier. The Lashon of the Chinuch, first, two things. First of all, the Chinuch said it was one mitzvah. Which then, I think, proves what Zev said. He said it was one mitzvah, and then he says, well, one is a knas and one is a mitzvah. So, what is he, you know, on one hand he separates them, on the one hand he counts them as one mitzvah. So I'm not exactly sure what to do with the chinuch. My intuition is to say, it's counted as one mitzvah because, like, it's one parsha in the Torah. It's in one place in the Torah. But he really thinks it's two different chaluyos, as he says. One is a knas, one is a mitzvah. So pashnos is that even though this is just a technical issue of counting, but really, really maybe, as Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah says, he says, even if I'm writing counts one mitzvah, that doesn't prove I'm writing one just against the Ravaz. It could be you count it as one because it's one part of the Torah. So I think that's, he was probably talking the Sefer Chinuch. I just want to point one more thing out, and then we'll finally go back to Rubin's concern. The lashon of the chinuch is striking. One is a knas, one is a mitzvah. Right? That reminds me, go back, I forgot to give you another raya in the Rambam. I don't know how this slipped my mind. Notice the lashon of the Rambam, again in the Mishnah Torah, Yaakov. What is the lashon of the Rambam in the two mitzvos I say? He says, liknos hamefate, and sheyisa ha'ones hanusaso. Who is being commanded in these two mitzvos? Liknos hamefate is a mitzvah. On Bezdin. Sheyisa ha'ones hanusaso, Pashup Shat is a mitzvah on the guy. Right? Pashup Shat is a mitzvah on the guy. He could have said, you know, Sheyaduno din ha'ones. It sounds like when the Rambam separates these two formulations, again, I don't know how to prove it. But it's definitely, I would put another raya here from the Koteret, that's the heading of Narabasula. Liknos on Bezdin versus Sheyisa on the man. It really sounds like Sefer Chinuch. There's a mitzvah on Bezdin. It's not a mitzvah onus, mitzvah mefata. There's a mitzvah on Bezdin and a mitzvah on the guy. The mitzvah on Bezdin is the knas. Bezdin gives a knas. The mitzvah nisun is on the guy. There's nothing with Bezdin. That's just a regular old-fashioned mitzvah. That's probably the marker of Sefer Chinuch, I would assume. Then that would imply that knas and onet and nisun are two different universes. One is a din Bezdin puts on you. The other is a mitzvah you have, which is exactly what the Chinuch and the Ravaz say against Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah, said they're both an onesh that Bezdin puts on you. Although,
when you say L'chor for Gibson Perlah, can it be the same thing like we had for Geirus? You can, as Mano say, you do what you can do, and you can't do, you can't do it. So he could say you can't do a Knas, but you can still have the Nisuin.
Right, but he's not coming from all or nothing, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah. Where he's coming from is this. Is that Bizman Hazeh, or he's not talking about Bizman, he's talking about Hodah. In Hodah, we can't put a punishment on you. When you're Moda, you only have to do your natural obligations. We don't punish you. And therefore, he says, he's saying is, what does a knas mean? A penalty. When I'm Moda, I have to pay the money I owe. I don't have to pay penalties. Right? I don't know how it works with other things, but there's a difference between money you owe and penalties, right? If the IRS wanted to, they'll charge you back taxes, and they'll charge you penalties. Those are two different things. Back tax is what you naturally owe. Penalty is what they impose upon you in their, not judicial, but administrative capacity, which is close enough capacity. So I think that's what the Rechon Fishel Perlah is saying. What's the nature of Nisuin? The thing is, Nisuin is a mitzvah. It's a natural obligation in the Torah. Nothing to do, it's not a penalty Bezdin imposed on you. Knas is a penalty they impose on you. And Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlah is saying that they're both Knas. Knas. sorry. they claim that, what does he say? The Radvaz thinks, Rami Rachmana Lonis Gufi Gamlo Bezdin. There's a mitzvah on the guy without Bezdin to do Nisuin. And it's not true. It's not true. That's what he denies. That's the question. He says it's all the mitzvah on Bezdin to punish you. They punish you with two ways. And this is clearly implied, right? This is the, sorry, mashmos of Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlow, that it's only one mitzvah on Bezdin. How do I know this is mashmos? So he says, well, according to Advaz, besides the mitzvah on Bezdin, there's a mitzvah on the guy himself, and that's not true. Implying that it's only a mitzvah on Bezdin. They go together. As opposed to the Sefer Achinuch, the Radvaz actually had interesting, a few different, formulations. He had like four explanations for why Moda was still chayiv and nisuin. What were his four explanations? He said, I mean, these are alternatives. A, maybe it's, he doesn't say the words, it's a mitzvah, not a knas, it's not an onesh, clearly, because then he says, and even if it is an onesh, so maybe it's a mitzvah, not an onesh, or B, that would be similar to the chinuch, B, maybe it's an onesh, and he brings a big chiddush, umode chayav be'onesh, okay, that brings it closer to knas. He says, mode is chayav be'onesh, just not knas. That's a big chiddush. And then he says, maybe it's mamon, Mammon, a natural obligation. What natural obligation? Sherksos and Ona. What do you mean? You sleep with a girl, you owe her Sherksos and Ona. That's the deal. Mammon, so he covers everything. It's one thing, it's not as a knas. Maybe it's mitzvah, maybe it's an onesh, and then it's mechadish, then modis chayv and onesh, which is not true for Malkus, not true for Misa, not true for knas, but he's a big chiddush, that maybe modis chayv and onesh, although that's obviously the weaker part. And then he says, Vasu, that is a chiddush in knas, ein lucho, bo elu chidusho di, he says, maybe, you know, it's a knas, she'eino shel mamon, the hamode chayiv. So, some of these are not necessarily saying it's so fundamentally different. Clearly, this last one, here it's actually the same. Here it's similar. And here we say it is completely separate. So he has four formulations, be honest. What are his four formulations? Either this is not an onish at all, it's not a punishment at all, which I'm using the Sefer Chinuch's word of mitzvah, which I guess would be something about a punishment. And that's clearly how we're going to official Perlow understood him. And that's his main idea. This is the main formulation. His main formulation is that, no, one is a punishment and one is a mitzvah. Then he says, even if it is a punishment, maybe it's a punishment but not a knas punishment. Or, maybe it's not a punishment, it's a natural obligation. Or, maybe it is a knas, in which case he's really on very different official Perlow side of the Hakira. He just says, Moda is only possible from mamon knases, not from other knases. But his main formulation is what he says first, before the even ifs. Before the even ifs, he says one is a punishment, one is not, which is exactly the machlokas. One is a mitzvah on him, the other is a punishment on Bezdin. I'll just point out, now let's get back to this Rush and Ramah. Again, I know that if someone wants to, they can say the Rush and Ramah were all lavdavka, they don't mean mitzvah, they just mean like, you know, like nice, being a nice person. But if we take them literally, they mean mitzvah, which I think the Gra takes them literally by bringing Psukim, and the Rush brings Psukim. How many Chidushim are in the Rush and the Ramah? Chidushim of the Rush and the Ramah. I don't even know. One is, which we haven't gotten to yet, is that there is a mitzvah on the Mefata. Who said it's a mitzvah for the Mefata to marry the Mefuta? You could have said there's no mitzvah. It's a tanai. He has to make knas if he doesn't marry her. That doesn't necessarily make it a mitzvah. Just something that tanai, whether you make knas, doesn't make it a mitzvah. Could have said the onus has a mitzvah to marry, the fatz has no mitzvah to marry. And the proof is, he's allowed to say no. Who ever heard of a mitzvah, you're allowed to say no? So it could be, there's no mitzvah to marry. I know. It could be that he has no mitzvah to marry. The chiddush is no. Mahorim harena lo leisha means it's a mitzvah, but it's not obligatory. It's a mitzvah. You would say, right? It's a mitzvah on the mafata to marry the mafuzah. There's even a very radical formulation in the the Chut Shani, I think, quotes from the Shut Ma'arit, if I'm not mistaken. I think I'm not mistaken. Who says that you can't properly, the mafata can't properly do tshuva until he marries her. Like, we can't accept him as an aide again until he marries her. Because even though he's allowed to say no, but it's not a proper tshuva until he does everything right. That's a big finish. The Chut Shani disagrees with that. But that's the first finish. It's not a crazy finish. I mean, the Torah does, it's Pshut Shomekra. Pshat in the Chumash is, what did it say with the Fata? Mahor Yimarena Lo Le'isha. There's a drash in the Torah Shabbal Peh that, I'm trying to the apostle, because that is an absolute obligation. Mahor Yimarena Lo Le'isha. In Ba'inima in Avia Lasita Lo Kesiv Yishkol. That he has no choice. So I'll be Torah Shabbal Peh, we direction that he has a choice. Okay, it's a mitzvah that if it's too hard for you, you're allowed to not do because maybe he just can't live this way. But it's a mitzvah. What? Good. Maybe like mitzvahs yibum kunim mitzvahs chalitza. Okay, excellent. Right? So it's a bigger mitzvah to do yibum, but you don't have to. So it's a bigger mitzvah to marry her, but he doesn't have to. So this is a chiddush because it wasn't obvious. But it's very, very reasonable. Like, if this is the only finish, it wouldn't be noteworthy.
It can't be mitzvahs like more like
tzitzis. Because tzitzis is tricky, because once you have the garment, you're absolutely chayv in tzitzis.
You don't have to go looking for a garment.
Okay, correct.
Back to the discussion about whether he's actually talking about mafata. If he is, why isn't there a mention of knas?
Because he's bismanazeh. What knas bismanazeh? Meaning, we know there's no point talking about knas bismanazeh in a practical halacha. Okay, second chiddush. What's the second chiddush? The second chiddush is that the mitzvah nisuin applies even to a, but not, sorry, that's not implicit. What I meant to say is that the second chiddush is that the mitzvah nisuin applies even bizman hazeh, like the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, like the Sefer HaChinuch. And like the Radvaz is obviously a Chelva Maisim that applies to Nazeh. Also, not such a crazy Kiddush. We've seen that many poskim say that way. Where does it get crazy? The Rambam neglects to throw in an important Tanai. What Tanai? Nara. Who says the Nara? Now, I don't understand. If you said you were living 3,000 years ago, you might say, ah, Minastam, every girl's a Nara. Why would you say that? Because Minastam, a Bulgaris is married. We're not talking about adultery. You know, adultery, this it wouldn't help anymore, right? It's us to marry her forever. So if you were living 3,000 years ago, we'd say, ah, Minastam, everyone who's 12 and a half is married. It's obvious we're only talking about Naras. Or Ptanas, because we hold like the Chachamim. But the Rama's not living 3,000 years ago. There are Bulgarises floating around. Why doesn't he say it depends if she's a Nara or a Bogaris?
No,
but Mefata is also only Chai if she's a Nara, it says in the Chumash.
I'm saying by Bogaris, it's never the case of Mefata because she has one Ratzon. Maybe Zechil, like we're trying to say, like what we say, there's a difference between Mefata and
So now you have to, you're just making the question worse. Number one, why does he say to Nara that, why does it sound like it applies even to Bogeris? And Yishai makes it worse. Not only does it not make sense to apply it to Bogeris because she's not in the Pasuk, she's also Mochel. Right? Now, let's make it worse. What else do you have to do besides a Nara, even more basic in the Pasuk? It only applies to a Nara who is a Basula. Does she at least have to be a basula? So in the rush, you might say, well, come on, no one would do this twice. This Dhamma, this is her first time she was a basula. But in the Ramah, it's explicit, but does it apply even to a ba'ula or not in the Ramah? Only basula or even ba'ula? This is a very mechudish, says the Ramah, v'yimit enes mishnayim. What if there are two guys? Right? What if there are two guys? One is a rumor, and the other guy is a vados. Okay, then it's a mitzvah on the vada guy to marry her. Okay, maybe we'll say we don't believe the rumor. She was a psula and only the vada guy. If she is equally guilty of both of them. If there are two people who are b'shava, they're both equal. One is married, one is not married. What I've said? I would have said, whoever the rumor or the evidence, we're talking about evidence here, whoever was first is chayiv. That's what I'm saying. Whoever was first is chayiv, whoever was second is pater. She's not a mesula. What is that? I'm going to say, married, not married? Well, obviously, you're in a gerushin. The married guy can't do it. Midoraisa maybe, but that's not relevant. The unmarried guy has a mitzvah to marry her. So, hold on a second. What if he was second? What if she was a ba'ula? Apparently, he thinks even a bulgaris, even a ba'ula. Now, of course, he says, in kof lakach, we don't force you. Only the ones is forced, but it is a mitzvah. And that is the really wild finish that he doesn't restrict it to the case of the pasuk. It sounds like even bulgaris, and it sounds like even ba'ula. This is going very, very far. This is going very far. Could you deny it? I don't know, maybe you could try to deny it the best you can, but if he talks about two guys, why doesn't he say the second guy's not in the parsha?
I mean, the third of the Ramah, in Halacha Aleph, he says that we're talking about Knas, he says Ramah has Daka and Anara.
Okay,
so
good.
What does that do with
excellent. The rest so, of how can you get out of this? If you want to, you could say that, you know, he really meant only Anara. You know why he didn't say so? Because this is Sif. Hey, in Sif Aleph, there's parentheses that says Dafka Anara, and maybe those parentheses were written by the Ramah.
What? The Ramah said Nara.
In Sif Aleph, you're quoting to me. Yeah, if that's the Ramah. Is that the Ramah? Does it say Haggah?
I think.
Okay, fine. Great. So, you could say that, no, he meant only Nara. And maybe you could say he meant only Basula. What about the two guys? Well, maybe it's the case if you don't know who's first and who's second, and that's something Doris Lachomra, and you can make up all kinds of excuses.
Is it specific that he switched logic from Basula to Pnuya?
Well, obviously he's only talking about a Pnuya here, because Eishes Ish, of course he can't marry her.
Why change from Basula
to Pnuya? Because maybe even though she's not a Basula, right? So again, the Pashup shot is even a Bogeris, even though force even when he said something about Nara, and he's not talking about this anymore. Nitzan ala Pnuya, right? He's not talking about Knas anymore. He's not talking about. It sounds like Pashup shot even a Bogeris, even a Ba'ula. It sounds like even if there's Mechila, maybe, right? Which would be a big Kiddush. We discussed. Remember, we discussed Mechila Knas, probably Yerushalmi, etc. That was all about the money. We never discussed about the Nisuin before. So what seems to be the tremendous chiddush this Ramah, besides the fact that halacha l'maisa is a tremendous chiddush. You know, I mean, this is what they used to do anyway, right? Isn't this like in old-fashioned America, shotgun marriage, they would even be kofah, unlike the din of mafate, right? They were more mafer in the old days in America, right? But they used to say, you have to do the right thing and marry her, right? So, that's exactly what the Ramah is saying, even bezman hazeh, forget about all these conditions. Forget about everything, the Basula and the Nara, which is very rare nowadays. Not very rare, but like girls are single for much longer, so it's only statistically a small amount of time. And everything else, the Mitzvah Nisuin applies nowadays. Of course, the Knas is no Havamina, but the Mitzvah Nisuin still applies. There's four Hidushim going from like, you know, mild to radical in this Ramah. If the Ramah really means what he says, he says the mitzvah, then we have a much greater nafkamina. The much greater nafkamina is, what about a bogeres and even a ba'ula? Obviously there's no knas, but shot in the Ramah, is that he's chayav and he's suing. Again, I don't mean absolute obligation because he's a fata, not an onus. Chayiv, but he can say no if he wants, but it's a mitzvah. Maybe chayiv is too strong a word. But it's a mitzvah, Lisa Enna. It's a mitzvah to marry her. That clearly shows that the Nisuin and the Knas are two completely different ball games. The Knas is in certain very, very restrictive legal conditions. The Nisuin is broad, is a much broader category. What I might... I'm sorry. Where is it against Chazal? Where did Chazal talk about this? Chazal talked through the whole paragraph about Knas. 99% of the paragraph about Knas.
To marry her.
Where is it against Chano? The sugya say he's not. Sugya say he's allowed to say no.
No, but also he's talking about Nara Betula, no?
Okay. Because we want to talk about the Knas. Elul Nara, Sheishlim Knas. That's Knas. Ah, there's one Mishnah later on in the Perek that talks about marrying her. Right? The Mishnah says, all the way at the end, Ma bin onis lamafate lamatasim aleph, right? Ha onis shose batzitzo vamfatim ratzel lahotzi motzi. Okay, that one line in one Mishnah in a small, tiny part of our, of our sugya, which doesn't even have any, Gemara on it. Okay, so that's even if she's not a Marah. It's a big Kiddush. It's a big Kiddush, and maybe you'll say it's Lav Dafka. The Rama didn't mean any of this. The Rama was just telling you his own good ideas. He wasn't really telling you halachas. It could be. You want to be Nidchak and say, none of this Rosh halacha, none of this Rama's halacha. They're just telling you, you know, their ideas about how to be a nice human being. Sure, but that's not the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot, they're telling you tremendous Kiddush in halacha. If we could even, perhaps, go back to the Chakira we had earlier, which you said, is this all about paying damages, or is this about, you know, or is this a fundamental stance that Bia should be in a certain context? Then maybe you could say that, the Knas is paying damages, that's in Bezdin, that's only she's a Basula because then she was damaged, only she's a Nara because then she was supposed to get married and she was damaged in the old days, etc. Maybe that's the damages of the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't split it this way. The Nisuan, no. It's Bia should be in the context of Nisuan. If it wasn't in the context of Nisuan, then at least fill in the context later. Maybe that's what underlies the distinction. Maybe not, but it would be very fascinating. One is about, you know what? Even nowadays, I wouldn't say that someone's shidduch prasos were not damaged. But certainly in the old days, if you had a Nara Basula, and she was Nensa or Mafuta, then okay, she's never going to get a mohar, so you have to pay her the 50 shekel, that's a knas, etc. But the fact that if a guy sleeps with a girl, they should try to be mekadesh the context, if it's amenable to all the parties involved, or in case of onus, it's amenable to one party involved, maybe that transcends any of these petty practical distinctions. And it's a more fundamental stance about the nature of life. And then this Ramah would make a lot of sense. It's a big Kiddush. I would never have said it without the Ramah. I wouldn't have even dreamed it without the Ramah. As a matter of fact, if you had said it without the Ramah, I would have kicked you out. But it's a Ramah.
You could have dreamed about it from the Rambam, from Halacha Hey, when the Rambam excludes Yisrei Rabbanim, Shlo Yelo Yisha. But the Rambam was talking about the context of what should be.
Okay. Very good point. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. Although, here is, you know, I always have these fakers, and I never know until the end of the year if I made the right decision or not. This daf called Tess, that we just finished recently, I know we're technically on Lamdari, has really, the whole pair of everything about Onus of the Fata is someplace in one of those lines, and you can just take it to all the other sugyas and fill them in, which you did a little. But I decided to save a lot of the inyanim on this page. Avi Narvul Vigo Geris, there's a big Rambam, there's a lot to say about the whole concept of Losi Eli Isha and Shnios de Rabbanim, there's a lot to say about. Okay, let's save something for later in the Perek. So, we have to wait till we get later in the Perek to see if, you know, perhaps theoretically, let's just to make it an example, there could be Machlokas Mishnah Melech versus the Magid Mishnah on that Rambam as to whether he's talking on a Doraisa level or not. And there would be a lot of alumnus behind that. And that would answer, might or might not answer a certain question with certain Tosos, but that's not for now. Correct, okay. So, you know how to read a Mishnah Melech as well as I do, you don't have to wait. I want to come back to that point in a second. I'm not trying to keep anyone in suspense. Especially since no one even else here understands even what we're talking about. But I just want to fill in one more detail here. I want to fill in D. There's another interesting case where there's no knas. This is a big machlokes rishonim that we haven't dealt with yet, which is, does a ma'anish or mafatish shalok adarka pay knas? Okay, that's also a very, very big lumdus. That has a lot to do with whether the knas has to do with basulim or not. Right? Okay. But this is a big machlokis. Tosus all over Shas says for sure bol shalok darka pays knas. Rashi sounds like not. The Rambam sounds like not. It's a big deal in the Achronim. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, this is a Lu Yitzur. I'm not saying that we hold this way. It's not even Pshan and Shas. But let's Lu Yitzur, like the Rambam, a Bol Shalok Kedarka doesn't pay Knas. Okay, Lu Yitzur. A Bol Shalok Kedarka doesn't pay Knas because he didn't break anything. So he doesn't pay Knas. Does he have to marry her? Okay, very similar, more technical to these questions. What about a me'anes or mefate shelo kedarka le'man de'omar pater miknas, which is the machlokas rishonim, how to read a couple of gemaras. So, the Tosos Riazakin in Kiddushin, you know, it's, I hope everyone found it okay. He's right on the, just on the side, the Rabbeinu Hananel slot. Correct, absolutely. Although I bet in the New Orleans Hudders, they're probably dressed nice, but yes, sponsored by the Opticians Association of Israel to increase their Parnassa. But that's nothing compared to the collusion between the dentists and the candy companies. Forget it, the candy company, the dentist just paid off the health ministry to take out the chloride, right? So, back, current events, over, back to Masechus Ketubos. Onus and Mefata, and that's not true, by the way, I didn't mean to accuse the health ministry of being paid off by the dentist to take the fluoride out of drinking water. They only did it because they're the left wing holds that you should never have like artificial things, and it's always better to do things naturally. Okay, say her.
After elections, we'll change it back.
after elections, who knows? Okay, what about Shalok Kedarka? So says the Tosus Riazakin Mefurash. He says, Taka, there's a machlokes, some people tiny this, some people tiny that way, but he says, everyone admits he's hyped to marry her. What does that have to do with the Knas? Maybe he doesn't pay Knas. What does Knas have to do with marrying her? Says the, maybe I'll even try to read it if I find just that right one line. Yes, I used the Vilna Shas, and this is the Vilna Shas, so I should be able to find it. He says, Miyudavar Pashat, the Afbala, first he quotes the big machlokas. Miyudavar Pashat, the Afbala Shalokidaka Chaibonus the Kachta, Green Bay Losi, Lisha Lukal Shalokh, called Yamav. That's Pashat. Whether, even if you don't pay a Knas, Pashat, he has to marry her. This is the Tosos Rihazakin Chayav Lisaena. Hey, he's Pashat from Knas. What does Knas have to do with Lisaena? It's two different things. Meaning he never even did the action that's Mechayiv him in Knas. It's not just the technicality. He did a different action. There's one kind of Biyah that's Mechayiv Knas. He did the other kind of Biyah that's not Mechayiv Knas. But he still has to marry her. What is Knas? One is about damaging. And he didn't damage her because he didn't break anything. He was Shalok Kedarka. The other is about intimacy. The other is about Biyah. It was a Biyah, so he's Chayiv to marry her. There wasn't damage, so he doesn't have to pay money. He didn't break anything, so he doesn't have to pay money. That's Tosri Yazakim works beautifully according to Derech HaRafaz that I like against Yaakov in the Rama. However, there's a Me'iri that I just quoted here in full in Sanhedrin who says, in the middle of a long pilpul about this, what does it say? He says, Alma af shalok kedarka shalok knas. I'll prove to you that you pay knas shalok kedarka. Why? Shereil mali sheil manu lekoen gadol shabal lo shalok kedarka nosa. If he was bal lo shalok kedarka and she wasn't usher, he would have to marry her. When we came into the curb of losili, shalom matzah shushalim. What if he has to marry her? He must pay knas. Why? Shiloi patim shalom knas patim even nosa. Right? The rule of contrapositive. He proves from he's been died from the sugi, he has to marry her. Therefore, he proves he pays knas because if he would be patim from knas, he would be patim from marrying her. Again, this is theoretical, but what's the Me'iri saying? The Me'iri says, Lu Yitzur, he was Potter from Knas, he'd be Potter from marrying her. So I don't know if that proves anything. Because you could say just what kind of action the whole parish is about. But the Me'iri says, Potter mi Knas, Potter mi Nisuin, although this is not a general proof. Why is it not a general proof? Because maybe he just means if you're doing a whole action that's not described in this parsha, then why would you be chayiv and nisuin? It's not even the action that we're talking about. But even if it's not a proof, it's a zeichel davar, the Meiri, it's the same orientation, is the same machlok. The Meiri says, oh well, chayiv and knas chayiv nisuin, patvim knas patvim nisuin. Now you have to equate all the cases. The Tosriya Zakin says, what are you talking about? Chayiv l'chudikai, chayiv l'chudikai. Let's analyze a very leibdik machlok about knas. What does that do with nisuin? Nisuin is its own mitzvah. Oh, it's in one pasuk. Who cares? It's in one pasuk, but it's two different mitzvahs. Which is the way we want to be daik in the Rava. Okay, halacha l'maisa, it definitely seems to be that the, we just have to, nafgamina, here was one, here was two, 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D. Three was just where we started.
Here I'm just gonna put Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau and the Radvaz for short. In your notes, you can just put it underneath there,
but I don't want to write on the paint. And it would be blocked anyway. Three is just the mirror image. What's the mirror image? If there's no Nisuin, is there still Knas? And that's, of course, how we started this. This is the Machlokas Tanan in our Sugya. So 3a. Maybe you could say it's our sugya. You know, I know there are ways we don't call all these, but maybe you could say it's our sugya. The Radvaz works beautifully in our sugya. He would be the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, obviously himself wouldn't say this, but this would be Rabbi Shimon Ben Menasya and Shimon Hatimani. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau would deny that that's the Machlokas, because he thinks it's one Chiyuv. And he passes like the Chachamim, right? But that's what the Radvaz would say. The Radvaz would say, you know what? I think there are two rabbis named Shimon from a long time ago who would agree with you. He said, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, after maybe asking you to get up to Shemayim, just ask man for Shimon twice, and you'll find someone who agrees with you. But so obviously he would not agree. He would obviously explain it differently, because we all know, we hold like the Chachamim. There's no machlokas that we possibly like our mission like the Chachamim. But that could be the underlying machlokas, or at least, and here's another raya, for me against Yaakov, though it depends on the issues that I was raised earlier. How about the, how about the following case? Okay, this is going to be a little tricky, but the Rambam says, Losia Leisha means you shouldn't marry. We know you're not supposed to marry Chayvi Krisus, you're not supposed to marry Chayvi Lavi, you're not supposed to marry Chayvi Asay. What does the Rambam say? Losia Leisha, don't even marry? Shnios, Isurim Drabbanan. Now, and the Mishnah Melech, and the Mani Mishnah assumes, that it means Midoraisa. Losia Leisha Midoraisa excludes Isurim Drabbanan. How that works, we'll get to. But what's fascinating is that the Rambam thinks Losia Leisha excludes Shnios, meaning Arayas Darabanan, and yet you pay Knas. Which is just yet another case of the Rambam separating. Now, it depends how you interpret it, but maybe, you know, it's not enough Gemina, because, like, everyone has a different idea what Losia Leisha means, different idea what the Rambam means. But the Rambam does work out well. The Rambam says, Shnios. Oh, one second. I take it back. Okay, forget that. I'm right, but I realize that I'm not explaining it fully. Go back to something you mentioned earlier. Do we really darshan Losia Leisha to exclude Isurim or not? So the Tosa says, in the end, we don't really darshan Losia Leisha to exclude Usher girls, just as far. The Ritva says, we don't really darshan to exclude Usher girls, just as far. The Rambam sounds like we really darshan it, and maybe the reason we need it to foreshadow is to exclude even Drabbanan girls, who we would not have known were excluded. But certainly the Rambam sounds like Losia Leisha excludes lots of women from the Chiyuv Nisuin, and yet they're still Chayiv and Knas. Which separates the Knas and the Nisuin. I guess what I'm claiming here, let me say it a little better, is that maybe our sugya, you could ask, what's the Svara of the Chachamim. What's the svar of the Chachamim in our sugya? Here is the Tanoim, and here is the 3b, the Halacha. If you look at the Tanoim, you'd say the Tanoim are arguing out Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlo versus the Radvaz. Okay, Halacha L'maisa. Clearly, the Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlo would not admit he's on the losing side of Machlokes Tanoim. We go to the Chachamim. What's the svar of the Chachamim? After all, the Chacham say there's no Nisuin, but there's still Knas. So, according to the Radvaz, it makes perfect sense. It's Pashut. Right? Even though Losiya Le'isha excludes Eina Ruyalo, we hold Knas is separate, excludes Einu Ruyalo from Suin, meaning the Radvaz is Pashut. Ah, they, look, Losi Elisha, the Parsha only applies to a woman who's about to marry. So the two Rabbi Shimon say, ah, so therefore, if there's no Mitzvah Suin, there's no Knas. What will the Chacham say? What will we say? Pashut. We'll say, no, Losi Elisha excludes them from Nisuin, but Nisuin is one mitzvah, Knas is a different mitzvah. And they're not excluded from Knas. What will Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlo say back? If Losi Elisha excludes them from Nisuin, then why aren't they also excluded from Knas, if it's one mitzvah? So he might say that, sorry, maybe he would say that they are not excluded from the mitzvah of Nisuin. It's just practically not allowed. Meaning the machlokes I mentioned earlier might be a machlokes in the Radvaz and Yochanan Fischer Perlo. Not there aren't other ways to analyze it. But the Radvaz would say, look, my raya is the Chachamim. They're excluded from the Pasuk, so why do they pay Knas? Easy. They're excluded from the Pasuk, that's Nisuin. Knas is a different mitzvah. What would Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlo say back? He might say back, like Tosos and the Ritva, they're not excluded from the Pasuk Losi Elisha. That's not what it means. Losi Elisha is just like a code word. It's just an asmachta. What it means, they're only excluded because practically Aseh is not going to be Docha Losase. It's not that they're fundamentally exempted. They're not exempted. They just can't do it. If a guy has no tefillin, he's in a desert island without tefillin, he's not exempted from tefillin. He just can't wear tefillin. If it's a, I don't know, there's a mitzvah of, Mises Bezdin. Bezdin should punish criminals. And it's Shabbos. They're not exempted from the mitzvah. Just can't do it because it's forbidden now. So maybe that's what it means. That's the real word I probably want to write here is exempted. He might say, they're not exempted from the mitzvah. They're chayiv in the mitzvah, they just can't do it.
Why can't you apply that same argument as Manazeh by Knas and the Suin? Well, we say, since we can't pay the Knas, we can't marry. Why don't you say that? We can't pay the Knas. At least chayiv Knas.
Rishon Perla thinks the marriage is also a Knas. It's not that because we can't do one, we can't do the other. It's that they're both Knasses. Just one is a monetary Knas and the other is a personal Knas. Now, this also works well for me, because if you want to know which Rishonim are on these sides, it's Tosfos, at least on our daf, and the Ritva, who says, we don't really darshan exemption for Losi Elisha, says, there is no drusha of Losi Elisha. Tosfos doesn't say there's no drusha, he just says the drusha is something else. The Rambam says that we do make the drusha, right? That's the Rambam that we're just quoting, Losi Elisha, to exclude even the Rabbanans. So then the Rambam would also work well for the Radvaz. Ah, the Rambam says Losi Elisha excludes forbidden girls, excludes Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisos and Shneos. So why do I pay them a Knas? The answer is to sue them from Nisuin. It's a different mitzvah.
Okay. Maybe the Rambam doesn't
argue
with exclude
them.
Is that? Maybe the Rambam says that the mitzvah say totally all by itself, and it's just you can't
Okay,
that's
not. Doesn't matter why not.
Okay, but that's not what he sounds like. It sounds like he's making a drusha. Lo siya ruya lo. That's definitely not pshat of the Rambam. Pshat of the Rambam is making a drusha. What? Great question. Okay, great question. So we'll get to that. Okay, now I think we're going to move on for a moment. Okay, we're going to have to move on very quickly. This is, I think, a very, again, we've been dealing with some very yisodi chakiras about the nature of omens and fata. And now I just want to move for a second to the end of this Tosfos, to the question of b'ula l'kohen gadol, which is how we got into this discussion. So, what's interesting, let's remember the machlokes. It says here, b'ula l'kohen gadol. Rashi said, "Man, she was a b'ula shel kedarka before he did it." Rabbeinu Chananel says it means no. And when he did it, she became a ba'ula. Right? What's the difference? Rashi says, in ba'ula l'kohen gadol, what's the case? There are many differences between the two cases. ba'ula l'kohen gadol, Rashi, and the Rach. Rashi said it means beforehand. The Rav said it means afterwards, right? We analyze that at great length. Rashi says it means shalom kedarka. And the Rav says it means kedarka. The other difference that Tosfos brings up. So first, that's the big lumnus that we discussed. Then here's a technical point according to Rashi, shalom kedarka, according to Tosfos, Rach is kedarka. When Tosfos then says, so the Rach's better because kedarka is for sure also kohen gadol. Rashi isn't a machlokas tanaim. Why didn't they take into account the tanaim? And he says only some tanaim were worried about, not others, depending on whose rebbe was who. The third difference, which is the end of Tosos that we like stopped before we read, is that for Rashi it's bu'ulas achir, right? Someone else was boil her first. She was in a velish lo kedarka by someone else before the kohen gadol met her. For the Rach, it's bu'ulas atzmo. And what's the obvious assumption of the Rach? That even B'ulas Atzmo is not roi for the Kohen Gadol. He can't, not only can't he marry a B'ula from someone else, he can't even marry a B'ula from himself. That's the big chumrah that we have in the Kohen Gadol. Now, that is not a crazy assumption, because it's a Mefurish Gemara in Yevamos. That Anusas Atzmo Mefurish Atzmo Lo Yisa Vim Nasa Nasa. So it's a, like, this brings up the issue of B'ulas Atzmo. B'ulas Atzmo is a funny thing. The Mishlo Melech in Helchas Yisuri via Per Yurches Al Chabez has a question, a suffix. Why did Rashi not like Rabbeinu Chananel? Why did Rashi not like Rabbeinu Chananel? What do you have against Rabbeinu Chananel? Meaning, Rabbeinu Chananel is so pashut. Every onus of Mefata makes her a Ba'ula. What did Rashi have against Rabbeinu? And he said two things. Maybe it's because Rashi, in the Lundus, thought it depends whether she was really beforehand, not afterwards. That's why he didn't like Rabbeinu Chananel. Or he says, no. Maybe because Rashi thinks that Ba'ulas Atzmo is Isha Haru'uya Lo. So, we're not sure why Rashi disagreed with Rach. So, the Rach clearly thinks that Ba'ulas Atzmo is called Eina Ru'uya Lo, right? That's why it's a good Nafkamina, Yesh Bahavaya, because Nasei She'en Isha B'kol, but Eina Ru'uya Lo. That's the original context. Remember, we all started with the Gemara before we got into Lundus. But Rashi says the Mishlo Melech, maybe. And it doesn't matter, Rashi, it's a maybe. For a bit of time, it's a short thing. So there is such a shita. Rashi, maybe, we don't know. Maybe he had no problem with the Bulas Atzma aspect. He just argued about whether we should look beforehand or afterwards. But maybe his objection, right, you can never tell. I mean, there's so many differences. You can never tell which was the one that convinced him, which was his commitment and which was the side effect. Maybe Rashi holds Bulas Atzmo is called Ru'uyalo. Maybe Rashi holds Bulas Atzmo is called Ru'uyalo. That is, and we'll see, it's actually Machlokas Achronim, it's interesting. The Achronim didn't have the Tosos Shans here. Tosos here says a cryptic line for Rabbeinu Tam Lo Pirish Kain, the end of our Tosos. It's Machlokas Achronim what Tosos meant by that. We know who's right, because we have the Tosos Shans who quotes Rabbeinu Tam in the same context, just explains why he wasn't Farish Kach. But if you look in the brackets, I don't know if you had a chance, the Mishlo Melech guesses right, and the Hafla guesses wrong. Okay, no, Titus gets him. He's smart, he's trying to figure out Pshat and Tosfos without a lot of text of the Rishonim at his disposal. So, let's read this Tosfos inside. Again, he says, V'rach pirish v'hach lo mayiv v'ula me'acher el b'kohen gadol shanos b'sula gemur v'lo chashivu ri l'kayma. Ah, rach, obviously it's not called Uri L'Kayma. Why? Afagav to Amarol Gintanus Asim Furus Asim L'Yisuvi Nasim Nasoi. Why isn't Uri L'Kayma? After all, he's not supposed to marry her, but Bidi Eved, if he marries her, he's allowed to stay married. Is what Rav Huna or someone says originally there. Mikol Mako. Kema de L'Chachila L'Yisuvi L'Chashivu L'Kayma. No, since it's also to marry her L'Chachila, that's not called Uri L'Kayma. The Hai L'Yisuvi Min HaTorah, because it's also to rights to marry her. We know there's a knas l'kuli alma for shneos. No, it's an issur d'oraisa to marry her. Afagav nasa nasa. So here it tells us already saying something fascinating. What's the status of ulas atzmo? It's issur d'oraisa to marry her, but b'dieved you're allowed to stay married. That's a chiddush. Do we usually hear that issur d'oraisa are like, don't do it, but... What?
When we learned the sukkah, we thought first, maybe it's only drabonis.
Aha! So hold that thought. Hachinami am Bulgaris Mukas 8 Sulyism Nasun Nasi Avgadar Minotaurik, the Mukhasa. No, just like Bulgaris Mukas 8, it's also Daraisa, it's proven in the Gemara. The Yavam says, it's also Daraisa Ukan Gadol. And yet, for the Evan, he can stay married. So too for Bulas Atzmo. The Odekomar Hassam, Misiv Rav of Losil Isha, Misha Rilo, Prada Monokon Gadol, Echidami, Lame Kadaka, Mayir, Misha Lamante, Gulikahavli, Ula Masu, the Bulas Atzmo, Sulam Minotaura. And another proof is that he's told me about the possible Losil Atzmo Rav there, and he says, well, if it's what he was bold her Kadarka, then she'd be Ula, would be also Daraisa. So it sounds like it's an Isha Daraisa. Now, you notice how, like, you never have to rise to things that are for sure true. Tosa is trying to bring rayas that Lasatz was an Ishtar Raisa. And then he ends, Rabbeinu Tam lo Pirish came. What does it mean, Rabbeinu Tam lo Pirish came? So again, the Mishnah Melech gets right. In the Tosa Chance, Rabbeinu Tam lo Pirish came. Rabbeinu Tam thinks Lasatz was only an Ishtar Rabbana. Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's only an Ishtar Rabbana. Why? Because whoever heard of an Ishtar Raisa, that, now there are certain Rabbana like that, right? There are certainly certain of Kohanim that he shouldn't marry. And if he did marry, then he doesn't have to get divorced. So some like the Rabbanans, etc. But whoever heard of an Issur D'oraisa, that I'm Issur D'oraisa to marry someone, but if I marry her, I can stay with her?
So this discussion is not working with the Gemara on the
Ah! Interestingly, Tosos here thinks we don't hold like that Gemara Motziva Get. Who is it who said that? Maybe that was our opponent? What? Who said? Which Amora said Motziva Get?
Not the other.
Yeah, no, the other one. Okay. Exactly, so hold that thought. Let us ask for a second. Here we seem to have a machlokes. Sorry. What is the status of Ulas Asma and Kohen Gadol? We have machlokes, first of all, what the halacha is and on what level the halacha is. So what's the machlokes?
What's the status of
Ulas Asma?
And what about Tosus brings Muchatz Eitz?
We'll get back. So we'll get back to that as well. Okay, let's try to figure out what's the din of Be'ulas Atzmo to a Kohen Gadol. Tosos here quotes from the Gemara Yevamos, which says, the Brisa says, Im Nasa Nasoi. Right? Tosos quotes Im Nasa Nasoi. You mean, Asul Hachila Mutter B'dievet. That's what Tosos thinks. So, what's the halacha? First let's ask what's the halacha, and then, on what level of Isser is it? So it says, Lo Yisa V'im Nasa Nasoi. Okay, what does that mean? So, our Tosos takes the Brisa literally. Lo Yisa V'im Nasa Nasoi. Don't marry her, but B'dieved, you can stay married. So, Tosos in Ksubos. This is also the Psak Halacha L'maisa, I think, of the Piskei Riaz, which I think is on the Bar Ilan in Yevamos Paskins this way. Okay, so he takes the word literally. He says, "V'di'evin, you're allowed to stay married." Just l'chachila. I mean, it seems pretty posh. That's what he's saying. No, what does he say?
I just thought it meant that the marriage is chal, but he's supposed to divorce her.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough. I think the Pashav Shot is, and especially since he compares it to Mukas Eitz and Bogeres, where I think everyone agrees it means you can stay married, certainly the Mashmaus of Tosus here, and this also the Piskei Riaz in Yevamos, if you want to look it up, says that Bibi Eved, you're allowed to stay married. Now, the yes?
The problem with that proof is that I think the Rashba also said Sofer also quoted Sofer's Dula Tachtov, but he also didn't see a baguette. So you can't really say comparing to Mukasa Eitzel and Bulgaris, it could be the same, it's going to be an obvious
Okay.
Okay, the Rashba is very much clear.
Okay, I hear the Taina. It's still a Pashup shot is this way, but Okay. Now, the question is, why should there be a difference? What's the other option? What's the other option? The problem is, this seems to be not focused on Maroyim. Because Amar of Hunarab, Umotzi Beget! What does Nasa Nasi mean? The Kedushin is Chal. But of course you have to get divorced. The Kedushin is Chal. The Gemara just asks, what's the opportunity of the Kedushin being Chal? So the Kedushin is Chal. Oh, the Kedushin is Chal. So you don't pay the Knas, because the Kedushin is Chal. But the Kedushin is Chal. So, here is, I'm not changing the color for Lundish reason, just because the blue was like a little broken. Here is who paskins this way? The Rambam paskins. The Rambam, the Rashba here paskins this way, the Ramban here paskins this way. Most Rishonim paskin this way. Even Tosos in, well, not 100% clear. Okay, take it back. Says that no. The Kiddushin is chal, but you're chayav to divorce her. Right? Meaning, it's usher all the way through. Nasa nasa doesn't mean a kula b'dievet. It just means a halos. It's a technical halos. There's no kula here. It's an absolute issue, like all other absolutely certain.
Tosfos also would work if he agreed that just by lami derabanan, right?
Correct. Which I'll get back to in a second. Lemaisa, what's the basis of this machlokes? The Achronim say it's a machlokes amarim there. Why? Amar of hunam rav motzi beget. No, you have to divorce. This is Rav Huna Amar Rav. Says you have to get divorced. Not so nosa just means there's a technical marriage chalos, but you still have to get divorced. Azar Rav Bim Biksil Amri Lashmaitskam Dervashi Amar Lay. So he told this Rav Ashi. No, but Rav Yochanan Amar Tabayu Bogeres Mugas Eitzel Yisim Nasa Nasi Alma Sofliyos Bogeres Tachtav Sofliyos Mugas Eitz Tachtav Hachanami Sofliyos Bula Tachtav Kasha. So Rav Ashi disagrees. Now we leave Bekashi. You never know what we mean when we leave Bekashi. It's tricky. Rav Ashi disagrees. What does Rav Ashi disagree? He says, hold on. Bogeres, here clearly he means a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Bogeres because she doesn't have full basulin. But if he does, they can stay married. Why? Because she's going to become a Bulgaris anyway during the marriage. He's not allowed to marry Mukas Eitz. But if he does, they're allowed to stay married. Why? Because she was obviously going to lose her basulin during the marriage anyway, so it's obviously not so bad. So likewise, Bulas Atzmo. If you say Bulu of someone else, I understand. That was never supposed to happen. But Bulas Atzmo, she's going to be Bulas Atzmo anyway. So let him stay married. Okay, good. So now, and then the Gemara ends with Kasha. This is a little tricky. Rav Huna Amar Rav versus Rav Ashi, Kasha. On the one hand, what is Kasha not? It's not a
Tiyufta.
So you might say, ah, he says Kasha, but not a Tiyufta, so ignore it, and go back to Rav Huna Amar Rav. That's the Ram and the Ramban and the Rashba. On the other hand, you might say, no, Kasha, he didn't disprove. If he didn't disprove, then it's Taka, an open question, an unresolved machlokis. What's the rule of an unresolved machlokis? How do we know which Amor to Paskin like? Hechzek Basra. Who's Basra? Rav Huna or Rav Ashi? Everyone knows Rav Ashi, right? Rav Ashi is Sof Hora. Rav Ashi is Sof Hora. So, I think that's the Yisod of the Machlokes. On the one hand, Kasha might imply Kasha, but we're not changing. We're not Kasha, it's a nice Kasha, we're not changing our mind. Stick with Rav Huna or Rav. That's the Rambam. That's how the Achronim explain the Rambam. Our Rav Ashi disagreed, but we said Kasha. Now, to Yubda, every Kasha means the Kasha, but we're not really listening to you. We're not really following you. Well, I'll totally say Kasha, but it's still an unresolved battle, and an unresolved battle we pass like the Basra. So this would be Rav Ashi, and then the whole question of what do you do with a Basra followed by a Kasha seems to be machlokas in Psak. The now, sorry, I apologize. Now, which of these is let's figure out which is hard to understand, which is easier to understand. Which is, if we want to take the Rambam and others, is it easier to understand why she's usher and she stays usher forever? I mean, that's regular surim, right? It's no problem. The pashas of the Rambam, the achronim assume, like the pashas of the Rambam, is that this is all daraisa. Pashtus, Harambam, and certainly the Achronim, the Das Harambam, assume that it's all a din to Oraisa, and then it makes perfect sense. Doraisa asur l'chachila nasa b'diavad. You should never do Doraisa, even if you already got married. It's very sad for all your wasted effort and your frustration, and it's a tough life, but you can't do an issur Doraisa, even b'diavad. You have to stop doing it as soon as possible. What about the mashmaos of our Tosos, which says asur l'chachila b'diavad mutter? What might you be inclined to suspect? That what kind of Isser is it, if it's Mutter B'diavad? It's an Isser Drabanan, right? This is Rabbeinu Tam. That it's all a Din Drabanan. It's a Din Drabanan, it's only an Isser Drabanan. Let's see it better. It's only an Isser Drabanan. Right? It's only an Isser Drabanan. Mita Araisa, when it says he can't marry Ba'ula, that means he can't marry a Ba'ula from someone else, right? There shouldn't be another day in the Mita. Right? She shouldn't, the Kedusha, she shouldn't be thinking about other people. She shouldn't have experience with other people. Right? Okay. That's not betraying the Kohen Gadol. But it was himself. So, what difference does that make? Right? It doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't change anything. That's Xerah Drabanan, though. I mean, Drabanan, there are Gozer Bulas Atzmo Atu Bulas Achirim. But since only Xer Rabbanan, they say, L'chachila, don't, but B'dievet, B'seder. You know, for an Isidra, not every Xer Rabbanan are we going to enforce B'dievet. However, that's not the day of our Tosos. Our Tosos holds differently. What does our Tosos say? And by the way, I don't think, with all due respect and apologies to Yeshaya or whoever has said before, I don't think you can read our Tosos that he's really passing like the Rambam, that he just means there's a halos, but you have to divorce her. Tosa says, I don't think so. Fine. Okay, let me say. What does Tosa say? What does our Tosa say? No. It is an Isidoraisa. Why not? Because if you look at Tosa, he says like, Mikom Makom, Dalo Yisa Hab Min HaTorah, Ava Gavdim Nasa Nasoi, and he has to start bringing proofs and apologizing and bringing proofs. He says, even though Nasa Nasoi, you should know it's still an Isidoraisa. And I know that's strange, but I'll bring you a model for this, and I'll bring you proofs for it. If nasa nasa just means there's a halos nisuin, there's a halos kedushin, it wouldn't be strange. Lots of women are asur d'oraisa, and this kedushin is chal, and you have to get divorced. What is so strange? So it says, it's asur d'oraisa, even though I'm nasa nasa, still I think it's asur d'oraisa, even though I know that's surprising and counterintuitive. Obviously, Tosa thinks nasa nasa means you can stay married. Then it's taka striking and counterintuitive and surprising that it would be an Isidore Reis and you'd be allowed to stay married. So he has to bring proofs and examples from Mukas 8.
I mean, also, why would they have to say Mikomakum Kimvil Hatzkil Lisa if they can't stay married?
Right, exactly. He says, he says, isn't it Ruyla Kaima? No, since Lachili shouldn't have done it to any Ruyla Kaima. Hold on. If it meant Megarsha Baget, then it's obviously why it's not Ruyla Kaima. So I'm going to erase the word much more. Shana Tosus here, right? He says, even though Nasa Nasoi, since lechachila, and what's his lashon? Lechachila, it's usher. The lashon lechachila being usher sounds like b'diavad, but it's mutter. So I think it's very clear in our Tosos that he's passing like Ravashi.
Yeah, but the whole brace of the Mishnah deals with cases like that, where it's usher and it's usher lechachila, and the doing this chol, and you have to still divorce her, and some of the rice and some of the rum. Right?
Yes, but he doesn't have to say it's still called Einu Ruy Lekaima, meaning Stam Chayvi Lavin. That I have to divorce. It's obviously Einu Ruy Lekaima. I'm not Roy Lekaima. I have to divorce her. The Chiddush is that even though I'm allowed to stay married to her, it's called Einu Ruy Lekaima because I can't start being Mekayim her. Do you see the hobby? You might have thought Mekayima means afterwards, B'dievet, later. It's Ruy Lekaima, B'dievet. No, Lechachil, it's not Ruy Lekaima.
What I was trying to do before is why can't Tosus be possible in the Kuna Murah, but the Mosea of the Get is only there? I mean, it's an issue
Okay, I think the real answer is because then he should have said that someplace, although you'll tell me he did in your bubbles. Okay, so hold that thought. Okay, the real answer is Loic Potley in terms of Columbus. That's the real answer. I still think that he should have said so, but the Iker Loic Potley in terms of Columbus. Now, what does Tosa say? Tosa says, it is Aser de Oraisa, but nonetheless, you can stay married, and obviously with Bia, B'dievet. This Tosos is a surprising one. If you ask, there are three shitas here. One sheet, it's an Ishtar Raisa Bein Chibin the Yevet. Makes sense, Mistabra, like many other things. Ishtar Rabbanan only Lechachila, Mistabra, like other things. Ishtar Raisa only Lechachila, much of the Yevet is strange. And Tosus knows it's strange, and Tosus knows you're going to suspect him. And he says, well, I'll find you another precedent for it. You'll see it's not crazy. I'll bring you Diyukim. You know, you'll see it's not crazy, even though it sounds crazy. This is very Mechudish. This is very strange. In terms of the lumdus, since when do we find an Isra Doraisa to marry someone, but b'dieved you can stay married? So, the, I'm sorry.
Is he holding that Mukhazet is Doraisa too?
Yes, he says explicitly Mukhazet is Doraisa, which we'll see others deny. Now, Yaakov points out that Tosos in Yevamos, Daf Samach and Aleph, the top one, is just as bad as Tosos here, even though he's like Ravuna Marat. Right, because I'm reading this on the Toros, but equally strange. Is he doesn't say we paskin, but Tosos Yevamos Daf Samcha Man Aleph Bidas Rav Huna. What does he say? He says Aser Lechatchila. Minatora, Mutter Bidi Eved Minhatora, Chayav Ligaresh Bidi Eved Midrabanan. Right, what does he say? He says Midoraisa, it's usher to marry Lochachila, but you can stick with her. It's only Midrabanan that you have to divorce her. At least that's what he sounds like there. So that's also very strange, because on the Doraisa level, the lungs is just as difficult. Right? So, okay, but leaving that aside, there are three opinions. Two make sense. One is Mechudish. We have to explain this Mechudish opinion. Especially since what makes it even stranger, what makes it strange is A, because A, there's even a Tosfos in Gittin who says there's no such thing as much of Dievet on a Doraisa level.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. Ronan pointed that out. Strange because Isurei Doraisa shouldn't become mutter once you marry her. Right? You serve Doraisa, not mutter once you marry her. That's only Darabanans. And B, no one ever said, I was looking around at the Shita that said this, I would have found it fascinating. But I didn't see. No one ever said, B'ulas Acherim is mutter b'dievet. B'ulas Acherim, so the Kohen Gadol marry someone's mom, it's just B'ulas Acherim. He has to divorce even b'dievet. So if there's an Isra of Ba'ula, Ba'ula is Ba'ula. So if you want to say Ba'ula's Atzibul's draw a bond, and of course there's different rules. But why would there be two Isra Ba'ula to Araisa with different rules? There's only one Isra in the Torah, right? So how can it be that Ba'ula's Acherim is the same Iser de Oraisa as Ba'ulas Atzmo and Aser Lekaima Bidi Eber. Right? Again, unless someone wants to deny that premise, but I haven't found anyone yet. In Shas, it might be possible. So then, it's strange. A, whoever heard of a Doraisa that once you marry turns mutter? And B, if there's one Iser de Oraisa with two cases, Ulas Atzmo and Acherim, why should one be much of the other one be also not video of it? So it's very strange. The Ritva addresses this, but doesn't necessarily get into the lumbus, right? The Ritva I put on the Makoros that says that he asked, Imkin afil bulus achirim muteris lo b'dievet. Although if you're matu bulus asu b'dievet, why not be matu bulus achirim b'dievet according to Ravashi? And the answer, lo in my tablet social in gnai shalo gnai godol. No, it depends if it's gnai godol or not. Bulas achirim is gnai godol. That's also even b'dievet. Bulas atzmo is a gnai, not a gnai godol, much of b'dievet. Says that's where the machlosi of Ravashi and Rav Huna. Bulas achirim is a big gnai. Of course you have to divorce her. Mukas eitzim bulgaris is not a big gnai. I don't know if it's a gnai at all to be a bulgaris. It's a gnai to be a bulgaris, but it's not a big gnai at least. Right? Maybe mukas eitzim is or isn't a gnai. I don't know, but bulgaris and mukas eitzim is not a big gnai. So you can stay married. The machlok is what about Bulas Atzmo? So Rav Huna says, big gnai, get divorced. And Rashi says, small gnai, you know, or not a gnai, and stay married. So the Ritva starts to explain it, says the Ritva. The Ritva says, clearly it's different this is a gnai gadol, but this is a gnai gadol, but gulas atzmo, gnai gadol, but gulas atzmo is clearly not a gnai gadol. It's not a gnai gadol. I don't know if it's a gnai or not. Seems a little like a gnai to me. But it's definitely not a gnai gadol. You know, she slept around with other people. Okay, that's a gnai gadol. Okay, it's the same guy. Right, it's a matter of timing.
Well,
the gadol
may be for him, though, since it's a
carbon gadol. That's it, okay. Yes, yes, now. But I'm not sure that explains how he wanted us. Like, so it's... I mean, he's obviously right. He's obviously right. It has something to do with being a gnai gadol. But, like, how does that explain in Lamdus why an Isser Daraisa should be Motzei B'dieved? And how does that explain in Lamdus why the same Isser should have one case Motzei B'dieved, one case Usher B'dieved? Ah, okay. Unless what he means, the gnai gadol is only midrabanan, and that Be'ulas Achir, you only have to divorce midrabanan. The Achronim don't seem to assume that way, but it's eminently possible. I haven't found anyone. I looked. Believe me. I haven't found anyone who said this, but it doesn't mean it's not true. Not everyone discusses this. To answer this question, I just want to deal with another Hakira. And this is not, you know, I'm just going to say over Itzel Panovitcher's answer. But if Itzel Panovitcher answers these questions by means of another Hakira. The famous Hakira, also made famous by Rav Yochanan Frisch of Perlau, about the nature of the din of Besula the Kohen Gadol. The mission, Hori Yosman talks about the rules of the Kohen Gadol, says, Aser Ba'almana, Umitsuva al habasula. What does that mean? Almana is alive. The basula is a mitzvah saseh. Now, there's two kinds of a mitzvah saseh. There is a, let's call it a mitzvah saseh, and there is an iser saseh. Sorry. Mitzvah saseh means positive commandments. Then there's an iser saseh. Prohibitions expressed in positive language. Right? For example, right? The third generation Mitzri and Adomi can marry a Jewish person. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to marry third generation Mitzri and Adomi. It's a positive way of expressing that it's prohibited to marry a first and second generation Mitzri and Adomi. Why did the Torah choose to express it in a positive language as opposed to a negative language? Perhaps, to take the most boring answer, to pat you from Malkus. Okay, there are many. This is called the Lav Habami Klala Seh. That nowadays they like the word Isra Seh. The Rishonim like more the word Lav Habami Klala Seh. A Lav that's inferred from a prohibition, inferred from a positive statement. Right? Many of these things, right? The Torah says, for example, according to the Rambam at least, Pashup Shat, we're not getting to Lumbus here, Shabbosom. Shabbosom and Shabbos in Isra Seh means that whoever works on Shabbos violated, or Yomtiv violates an Aseh. Or, you know, Zosav Mashe Tochelu, which Rashi says in Chumash, eat kosher animals. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah that Davka, I don't know what to have for dinner. Should I have pizza or should I have steak? I should have steak because it's a mitzvah to eat kosher animals. No, it's not a mitzvah to eat kosher animals. It means it's an Isra Seh to eat non-kosher animals and many other such things in the Torah. So, what is this besula? On the one hand, the Lashon Mishnah, mitzvah ala besula, he's commanded about a besula. Does that mean it's actually a mitzvah to marry a besula? Or no, is that just a way of expressing the positive language that there's an isra say, or lav ba miklala say, to marry a be'ula? So that is a very fascinating question. If the did besula lekol gadol, is it a mitzvah to marry a besula? And then, what's wrong with marrying a be'ula? What's wrong with marrying a be'ula is that you're not doing the mitzvah of marrying a... it's like eating outside the sukkah. It's not treif to eat outside the sukkah, it's just you're not doing the mitzvah of eating inside the sukkah. There's no iser to eat outside the sukkah. It's just a neglecting the mitzvah to eat inside the sukkah. Or, do we say no? It's an iser asay on a be'ula. Right, that's a valid question. Perhaps the most obvious nafkamina would be, what if, I mean, the rugby chair was more interesting nafkaminas, but what if the Kohen Gadol wanted to be single? Right? What if he didn't want to marry anyone? What if he wanted to be what if he wanted to be a Catholic priest? Right? He wanted to be celibate. You say, what about Yom Kippur? So obviously it's only until Yom Kippur, so you can't do the Avodah Yom Kippurim without a wife. Or, What if he's not going to have a Yom Kippur? A Kohen Gadol Sha'avar still has the mitzvah. A Kohen Meshuach Mochama. What if he's a Kohen Meshuach Mochama? Kohen Meshuach Mochama is also a mitzvah on this. So the Kohen Meshuach Mochama says, you know what? And the battlefront, it's a difficult lifestyle, and I really want to be separate from all of the Gashmias in order to help the Jews on the battlefront. You know, I'm not going to get married at all. So is that okay? Even on Yom Kippur, right? Because he's not doing the Avodah. So there can be many Kohen Gadols at the same time, or people with partial Kohen Gadol statuses at the same time. So, I'm sorry. So that's enough Gemina. It's interesting, I haven't found anyone in the Furs who says he doesn't have to get married, unless he's doing it with Yom Kippur, and for technical reasons he must be married. But I have seen those who say that he does have to be married, right? Shudrad Vaz and Makorashi says explicitly that he has to be married. The Ramban certainly implies it. The Dvar of Ram says explicitly he has to be married. He's not allowed to be single. The Rambam says, okay, the Rambam's Lashon is interesting. We'll have to figure that out. The Rambam's Lashon is interesting. Again, there's a lot of Rambams that are hard to be Machriya nowadays. I'm going to apologize for that. Okay, just to quickly review, who says which? So first of all, there's a fascinating, Rashba, the Rashba says enough. Mammy asks an interesting question. He says, "Mid oraisa an asay in the havi there will be docha the isra ba'ula." He says, "Hold on. How can asay be docha the isra ba'ula? Asay is not docha asay. It says it's docha los asay." So the Rashba answers, asay is not docha asay, but asay is docha isra asay. So the Rashba says mufurish that it's not an asay, a mitzvah asay. It is a It's an Isra Asay. And that's why an Asay can be Dochet. Because it's an Isra Asay. Okay, there's a whole cheshbon there. How he comes to that. So he is very, very foolish that it is an Isra Asay. The Rambam is far from clear. No, that's Alman of the Kohen Gadol is a Lo Asay. Right. And that might only be a Havamina.
But the Asay is because
No. The assay is from the Kidashto, and that's a big machlok, so that's Omid Lamaskana. Now, the Rambam here, I'm sorry to say once again, is very unclear. I see the hour's getting a little late. Maybe we'll even come back to it. Okay, we'll mention briefly. The Rambam's Lashon is that the Kohen Gadol is mitzuveh to marry a Basula. Right? That definitely sounds like a mitzvah say al kohen gadol she'isa nara basula. Sounds like a mitzvah say. The problem is that in Sefer HaMitzvos he says there's a mitzvah to marry basula, and this means there's an isar say to marry ba'ula. Likewise, in the Perish Mishnayos and Makos, he says there are six kinds of isurim that you don't get malchus for. One is a lav of amikal say, such as ba'ula the kohen gadol. So in two places he does categorize this as a lav habamiklal asay. Now, I'm not promising that. Perhaps you can have a cake and eat it too somehow. But in the Sefer Mitzvah, his lashon is striking. Shetziva gon gadol she'isa basula. Same lashon. He must marry basula. What does that mean? Uvevir amru, etc. Uvevir zek shahay gon gadol baal bilti basula she'asura lo ba'asay. She'asura she'aslein lav habamiklal asay. It sounds like he thinks, yes, the lashon is his mitzvah to marry basula. What does that mean? It means he's basula to not marry a ba'ula. I mean, the fact that Ram says the mitzvah to marry Basula, I don't know if that proves anything. That's Lashon L'chomish. The question is, what does that mean? Does that mean it's a mitzvah to marry a Basula? Or does that mean it's a mitzvah to not marry a Ba'ula? The Ram says for a mitzvah is the beer of the mitzvah to marry Basula is to not marry Ba'ula. And likewise, he includes it in the list of Lav HaBamiklal HaSei in the Perish Mishnayos and Makos. It could very well be that even though the Ram says the Lashon is a mitzvah to marry a Basula, maybe that Lashon is Lav Davda. He's just quoting Lashon of the Pasuk. The question is, what are the Lashon? When the Rama says the same Lashon of the Pasuk, that doesn't prove anything. The question is, when you interpret. And when he interprets the Sefer Mitzvahs, he makes it sound like Lav HaMiklal HaSei. Certainly, this is the Mashmos of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Although, Rabbi Yochanan Fischel Perlau definitely did not think this is the Mashmos of the Rambam. Now, what's interesting is that I have yet to find anyone who says it's only an Asei. That's not what the Ramban says. What does the Ramban say? in brisker terminology. What does the Ramban say? What's the nature of this mitzvah? Tzveidinim, exactly. Oh man, he can taste the Tzveidinim because he likes being up Tzveidinim. Or for a valid reason in the Chumash. How many times is it said in the Chumash?
Twice.
Twice, right? V'chui shav shalem yikach, amanog v'shav chalazon as eilu yikach, kiyem besulam e'amav yikach isha. Why does that have to say it twice? It's a good question, everyone deals with it. Why do you have to say it twice? Twice, two psukim in a row. So the answer is that, once for a mitzvah say, once for an isra say, that's exactly what the Ramban says. Says that it's lava we call say v'acharekein his here, etc. Letzavishlo shikachenu v'zeshar m'muzer al manam tzuva ala basula. First it says a lot of bubbly clause, and then it says a mitzvah to marry a basula. The Ramban says there are tzvei dinim. So says the Ramban, beis dinim. It's also an isra say, and it's also a mitzvah say. Rabbi Rechem Fushel Perlov thinks the Rambam agrees with that. Rabbi Rechem Fushel Perlov, he doesn't say it's only a mitzvah. Says the Rambam, according to Rabbi Rechem Fushel Perlov, says both, which would explain why he has different languages. I want to say maybe the positive language is lav dafka. He's just echoing the Chumash. The meaning is isra say. He wants to say no. He uses positive language and he uses isra say language because he agrees with the Rambam that it's beis dinim. And likewise in the Shutra Dvaz that I put in the Makoros and the Tashbates that was quoted in the Zohar Harakiyah. The Zohar Harakiyah is a very interesting book. Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel loves it because it's one of the few Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rishonim. There's Smag, there's Rambam, there aren't that many of them. The Tashbates, one of the last of the Rishonim, the Shut Tashbates, wrote the Sefer Zohar Harakiyah, which is a book of mitzvahs, and he wrote that book of mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel quotes him, "Tamei me, why they only counted it once? They should have counted it twice, once for a mitzvah, once for an Sarasei." So clearly that's what he holds, the Zohar Harakiyah and the Shut Radvaz all agree that there's Tzvei Dinim. The interesting difference is which pasuk is which. The Tashbates is the opposite of the Ramban. The Ramban has roots in the Medrash, but the Tashbates has roots in Pashup Shal and Psukim. Right? If you want to know in the Tzvei Dinim, which Psukim or which, so first it says, Vehu Isha Vivsuleha Yikach. Then it says, Almana, etc., etc., Lo Yikach, Ki Im Bisula, Kiim Bisula Me'amav, Yikach Isha. Right? So the Ramban says that the first one is the Isser and the second one is the Mitzvah. Why? Based on the Medrash, because the Medrash says, does he quote the Medrash here? Chen Shad Torah's Kohen and Kiim Bisula, Melamishim Bitsuva Lo Bisula. So he's been dying for the Medrash. The Mitzvah is the second one, Kiim Bisula. Pashup Shat and Sukkim, which would you have said is an Isser, which is a Mitzvah? What would you have said, Pashup Shat? First it says, Isha Vishle Yikach, marry a Basula. What does that sound like? A Mitzvah. Then it says, don't marry Amana Grusha Chalala Zona, rather only a Basula. Don't do X, rather only Y. What does that sound like? Don't do X, rather only Y. That sounds like an Isser. Don't do X, rather only Y. Whatever's not Y is Usser. And that's what the Tashbit says. Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel says, how can you disagree with the Ramban with a Remez in the Midrash? The answer is because he's Pshanim Sukkim. Pshanim Sukkim beats a Remez for a Medrash. So the Tashbates says no. That I'll be Pshanim Sukkim, this is the mitzvah. It just says marry Basula, doesn't say anything, not doing anything. Mitzvah says don't do X, Y, and Z, rather do A. That's already a lush of an Isser, because everything else would be a Isser.
Just that Marty Bombers has come up before, at least the way Rashi understands. Rashi explicitly calls it a and he's referring to Ba'ula Ha'ikah.
Great! So then Rashi's like the Rashba.
No, Rashi's...
Or you think he's a Tzvei Dinim?
Rashi says that's an Isra say.
That's the Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay.
except that it's what I was raising is that it's the opposite of the Rashba, because the Rashba is saying, therefore, it doesn't have the Dinim Inasei No Hasei. Rashi's saying that
okay.
On the Gemara to explain why.
Okay, so let's discuss that later. Okay.
When the Rambam comes, Allah Baba Michal say he counts it in Minyan Alavi.
No, it does not. He counts it in Minyan Hasid. Of course. The answer to your question is the Rashba is within a certain pilpul of Cheshbon of Hathminas, and the Rashi is in the Maskana. So that's the answer to your question. Okay. Now, we pointed out what might a Nafgamina be, and the obvious Nafgamina might be, the Pashto's Nafgamina would be, the pashtus nafkamina would be that if it was only an isra say, then it's mutter to stay single. If it's both dinim or a mitzvah, then he would be not allowed to remain single, and that is exactly mefurish in the Radvaz and in the Shot Dvar Avraham, and I'm pretty sure in Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlo as well. Now, I know the hour's late, I'm already on penalty overtime, I'm on the overtime, and you guys are penalized by having to listen to me, but let's just finish up with what I think it's definitely clever, I think it's brilliant, but you can't deny that it's clever, a Zecher Yitzchak or Itzel Panovitcher. Okay, one of the, you see how in Yemos Mashiach, there's no Yeridus Adoros, rather, each year we go higher and higher because edition 21 of the Bar Ilan didn't have the Zecher Yitzchak or Itzel Panovitcher, and edition 22 does, and not only that, which I'm not getting into, there's a nice Rabbi Chaver about this on page 125 of Volume Bet. Also, we had the Rabbi Chaver. So you see that we're getting closer and closer to Mashiach. No, okay, that's copyright issue, which is Ma'akev, the Mashiach. The Rav Itzel Panovitcher just puts two and two together. He says, hold on a second. Obviously, I'm dramatizing. We had a problem here. How come there's two different kinds of ba'ulas with different sets of rules, with different levels of gnai, and behechi tesa, this duality? And the rahim of the Eved, we have a problem on this side of the board. Right? We have two sides of the board. On this side of the board, we have a problem. Mehechi tesi duality and complexity and different levels in ba'ula l'kohen gadol. And this side of the board, all of a sudden, we have sveitinim of ba'ula l'kohen gadol. You know, what is it? Is it about having an ideal marriage? The kohen gadol should have an ideal marriage. Mitzvah sasei. Or is it about avoiding someone who is going to bring him bring some spiritual bad influence into here of a ba'ula, right? Avoiding someone on a lower level of kedusha, not necessarily for moral reasons, right? And Amman also, but in terms of the kedusha of the intimacy, or having an ideal marriage. Okay, so maybe he says, maybe they're sveitin and maybe they're both right. And if they're both right, maybe we've just turned to, maybe we've just answered our original question. Says the Zecher Yitzchak, and I think this is brilliant. He says no. Says the Zecher Yitzchak. he says, you know what? There's Tzvei Dinim, and he's Mechadish a new difference between the Tzvei Dinim. What does he say? The Isra say is only, this is for what we call Gnai Gadol or Deos Bemita, right? The Gemara explains. The Gemara is my Grusha because they have the same thing on Almona or Ba'ula. You know, and someone marries a Ba'ula, there's another Dea. Someone else is present in the Mita there in some extent. Right? The Gemara says, a Garish marries a Grusha, there's Arba Deos Bemita. Okay, so for a regular person, Meseder, and it's not there, you know. But for a Kohen Gadol, he shouldn't even have a half a mina of an echo of a ghost of another Dea in the Mita. Okay, that's called Gnai Gadol or Deos Bemita. And this is about, and therefore, it only applies to Ba'ula Sacherim. That's the Gnai Gadol. Gnai Gadol means an Isser. Ba'ula Sacherim is an Isser. It's Usser to get involved with things like that if you're a Kohen Gadol. That's an Isser Ba'ula Sacherim. And, on the one hand, B, even B'di'evid, you have to divorce her. After all, no, this is just like Gnai Gadol for the Kohen Gadol. It's Deus when we do the Kohen Gadol. It's not allowed. So don't be a Kohen Gadol, fine. But it's not allowed for you. That's one din. Says Zecher Yitzchak, what's the other din? He says the other din, no. The other din is he has to start off the marriage on the right foot. Ishab Sula Yikach. His kicha has to be the best kind of kicha. He has to do the best kind of kicha. When I get married, I can do any kind of kicha I want. I can get married this way, get married that way. If the Kohen Gadol gets married, he has to get married in the best way possible. What's the best way possible? A basula. Not just a basula, even, first of all, not just a basula for other people, even a basula for himself. Obviously, the marriage is on a stronger footing. If it's even though it's not a Kohen Gadol, not even a mukaseitz. Not even a Bulgarian who only has 99% of her basulin left. Why? Because Amy should caress the bristle, Misha also sakli. The ideal bond of marriage of the Davak Bishta Bahil Basar Echad is when, as part of the halos of the marriage, the husband breaks the basulin of the kala. That's the best debook of marriage. He has to have the best way to get, he has to get married the best way possible. So therefore he says, this is not about denying, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. He has to have the most idealized kicha. Right? He is a mitzvah to do the most ideal kicha. What's the nafkamina of this? One nafkamina of this is that even bulas atzmo and bogeres and mukas eitz are not good enough. That's not good enough. Even they are not good enough. Okay, look at the chinuch saying something subtly different. You'll see some similarities. B, that's the chumra of the second din. It even excludes people who don't deny. But once he did the kicha already, so it's too late. You're right, he did a not so ideal kicha. But once he did it already, it's done. It's over and done with, right? This is the chiddush of Rav Yitzchok Panovitcher. I might have said, no, if you start off on the not so ideal foot, then for the rest of your life you're handicapped on the Kohen Gadol level. By Kohen Gadol standards. He says, no. One is an iser of a chetza of a genai woman. Bad for her personally, but bad for him, woman. The other is a maisa kicha. It's a din in the maisa kicha. He has to do the right kicha, the kichas besulim. Now he just explained our sugya. What's going on there? Why is there an iser d'oraisa, which becomes mutter for the evet? Because Bulus Atzmo is not a Gnai Isra Seh. It's only a mitzvah nisuin. He's not allowed to do the mitzvah nisuin the wrong way. He has to do it the right way. He's chayav to do it the right way, not the wrong way. But once he already did it the wrong way, so it's over and done with. That's what's called Sofa Lios Bulatachtav. In the continuation, she has no basulim anyway. It's only in the Maisa. It's only in the wedding night she's supposed to have basulim. Afterwards, whatever, it's all the same anyway. So that's why Bidi Evet, it's okay. Because you did the kicha the wrong way. But now there's nothing wrong with her. And B, why is there a difference between Bulus Achirim and Bulus Atzmo? Because Bulus Achirim is an Isra'se, he says, this is Isra'se. Isra'se is Usher forever. It's like an Almana, just without Malkus. But Bulus Atzmo is only a mitzvah kicha. Since it's a mitzvah kicha, then it's not mitzvah sheikh. Once it's over, it's over. You did the kicha wrong. You're not as good at Kohen Gadol as you should have been. But once you did it wrong, you did it wrong. You didn't do the mitzvah say. So I don't know. Maybe the Kohen Gadol forgot to bring his chavitin one day, or forgot to bring the par Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. It's really bad. We're disappointed in him. But life moves on. What can you do? and that's I think what he's saying deeply within the Ritva. And this also explains, of course, Mukas Eitz. He's saying, well, it's not the same as Mukas Eitz and Bulgaris. Right? They're not in Kenai. There's nothing wrong with them. On the one hand, nothing wrong with them. On the other hand, this isn't the best kind of kicha. There's a better kind of kicha. Okay, so that's how he explains our sugya. I think it's very, very brilliant. I haven't thought of a different lavish way of explaining it. So I think he's actually right. And he's not making things up. It's not like, oh, I have a phenomenon. I'm like, make up a Tzveitinim. No, it's Ramban. It's lots of... It's all over the place, it's Veitinim. It goes back to Ramban and the Tashbates, who are both Rishonim, and lots of Achronim. I happen to like the Tashbates' version better than Ramban, although I'm always reluctant to mess with the Ramban. Okay, so this is a little bit of Ula Kohen Gadol. We will pick up next time in Mirtz Hashem. We're going to go on in the Gemara. Next time, we're not going to get into this so much. But we are now going to leave the realm of Onus U'Mafata a bit. Of course, we'll get back to it. And get into the... some people see it as a quicksand. I see it more as a wonderland of Kimli Garabmine. We're going to get into the wonderland of Kimli Garabmine. Okay, sometimes you're so enchanted and entranced, you can't leave the wonderland. Sometimes you even forgot how you got in there and exactly where you're going. But... it's all a matter of perspective. So next time we're gonna deal with some of the more the agadic issues on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Daf Lamed Aleph transitions into Kimlu Ramine, which is gonna be probably the majority of the parak Amud wise. We're gonna start with some of the agadic issues that come up in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph and push off the in-depth, hardcore Kimlu Ramine for 2 shiurim from now. But I didn't get a chance to write up all of the makoros yet. But I certainly have enough to keep us busy until 1 o'clock. So everyone can take a copy and then I'll email out the real makoros later.
Okay.